KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas C. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And then they become certified nutrition specialists. So you can't paint a bad brush. You can a broad brush. You can say that, yeah, perhaps there are some registered dietitians who are not up to speed on how to prescribe diets that are compatible and are synergistic with GLP-1 drug use, because I think there's actually a strong argument for custom diets for people who take GLP-1 drugs. I think it's important to, you know, when people have reduced appetite, there's simply reduced food intake. And, yeah, you lose weight, but you can actually become critically malnourished. So I think there it really is an important role for using the prescription of GLP-1 drugs. It's kind of a teachable moment for people. Don't just, you know, go online, get a GLP-1 drug, start injecting it. You feel like you're eating less and, okay, you're pushing the food around on your plate and you don't finish it. That's not enough. You need kind of a comprehensive diet and lifestyle intervention to prevent malnutrition, to prevent lean body mass loss, because we know that when you have rapid weight loss, you know, 15-20% of your body weight, you're going to lose a lot of fat, but you're also going to lose some lean muscle. And you lose that lean muscle, that's very hard to retrieve. That could lead to frailty. Yeah, you'll be a thin corpse. So I think that there's an important role for RDs and other nutritionally oriented health professionals in supervising and advising around the use of the GLP-1 drugs. And just to share with you a couple of stories that I've put together here, because this is a good segue. Interesting headline. Why some GLP-1 users say they're developing scurvy. Scurvy is a disease that we thought we'd vanquished, right? You know, it was common among sailors. Half of sailors had scurvy. It was not uncommon that they would develop sores on their skin and easy bruising, and they would have bleeding gums and their teeth would fall out, and then they would have mental symptoms. This was the scourge of the navies of the world and the explorers of the world until they discovered that eating fresh fruit was a good antidote to scurvy because of vitamin C. And it took them a long time to figure that out. You know, we hear about the limeys, and then we thought that Sir James Lind figured it out, and they gave limes systematically to British sailors, and we conquered scurvy in the 1700s. That didn't actually happen. And scurvy was really common in the Revolutionary War among soldiers who, during the winter, did not have access to fresh produce. They had, you know, biscuits and salted beef. Not a lot of vitamin C in those types of foods. So anyway, fast forward to 2026. Reports of GLP-1 users developing scurvy have increased in recent months. They say GLP-1 drugs can lead to malnutrition since they reduce appetite and food consumption. People may also consume fewer vitamin C-rich foods, such as fruits and vegetables, and therefore proper meal planning and supplementation can help prevent scurvy. So this is an article, and I actually pulled up that article. It's an opinion piece published in the British Medical Journal last year. A physician named Ellen Fallows noted the risks of prescribing GLP-1 medications to patients who already consume nutrient-poor diets, highlighting that malnutrition cases are already being reported in the United States. So she mentioned scurvy. Another one is vitamin B12 deficiency, because a lot of patients who take GLP-1 drugs concurrently take metformin. Metformin, you know, if you have diabetes, non-insulin-dependent diabetes, often you're given metformin, and then as an added boost, you can be given a GLP-1 drug. And those two things actually work synergistically to help people with diabetes turn things around. They lose weight, their blood sugar is better controlled. But metformin can deplete vitamin B12. So it's important to know, if you're a registered dietitian, you should know this, that if you're on metformin, you better get your vitamin B12 checked and make sure that you have adequate supplementation of vitamin B12, because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to patients who come to me on metformin. And so it's not just scurvy or B12 deficiencies. A broad range of nutritional deficiencies can occur. I had lunch with a guy who's on tirzepatide. He's on Mounjaro, and lost a lot of weight, 35 pounds, looks great. You know, blood pressure's come down, cholesterol is target range. But, you know, just notice the weight. We just ordered, both of us ordered a Caesar salad, and he just kind of pushed the Caesar salad around on the plate a little. And, well, you know, he consumed some of it, But, yeah, you know, I said, you got to make sure you're going to get adequate protein because protein supports muscle. The article. You see, a lack of awareness and research into malnutrition and obesity has led to under-detection, under-reporting of these issues. Because I think if you're overweight, you can't have malnutrition. Well, you can have undernutrition for certain micronutrients, especially if you're dieting and drastically reducing your food intake. And this is a bit of a problem that can occur when people are using these GLP-1 drugs. And so I think it's also an opportunity because it turns out that 6 healthy habits can cut the risk of what's called major adverse cardiac events, which has an acronym, MACE. So we all want to avoid MACEs, major adverse cardiac events, heart attacks and strokes, and episodes of angina. And so, interesting study, because what they did is they just looked at some people who are just taking the GLP-1 drugs, and they do reduce cardiovascular risk by about 20%. Okay? So, yeah, I mean, you could put them on a par with taking a statin drug. A statin drug that can reduce your cardiovascular risk by 20%, that's all good. That would be a successful drug that, you know, would be advisable for tens of millions of people with cardiovascular risk to take. But here's what happens when you combine recommendations to take GLP-1 drugs with 5 additional healthy habits. And those are exercise, a healthy diet, getting good sleep, number 4, dealing with stress, number 5, social connection, and number 6, not smoking. And then I guess number 6 or number 7. Anyway, they say 6, but maybe this is 7. Not drinking or moderate alcohol intake. And finally, no opioids. I guess that's 8 things. Okay, but kind of like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. Don't smoke. We already know that. And, yeah, obviously, you know, don't shoot up, you know, heroin or take fentanyl. I think those are, we take those for granted. But just, you know, just the GLP-1 drugs alone, okay, they're helpful, but they should be teamed with lifestyle interventions. It's a teachable moment because people are, their bodies are changing. We've got their attention. And maybe also this is a better way to allow an off-ramp off these drugs so that people who have then learned healthy habits, they've learned to control their appetite, they've modified their diets, they've begun exercise, they're getting adequate protein, that this is an opportunity when they go off the drugs to prevent yo-yo diet rebound and rapid weight regain, which so often happens if people are just merely reliant on the drugs and aren't doing the right things on the lifestyle front. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Television Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This year, we've been walloped by winter of 26. I feel like getting a t-shirt printed, I survived the winter of 26, because here in the Northeast and across broad swaths of the midsection of the country, it's been really cold, and we've had a lot of snow, unprecedented amounts of snow for, you know, as long as I can remember. And so a lot of people have been cold. Have you been really cold, or have you been okay with it? You know, some people are okay with it. They go out, they exult in the cold. We've had the Winter Olympics, and these people just, I mean, they thrive in the cold. So I did a little research on what's called human cold adaptation. And there's some interesting new facts about it. You know, let's face it, in the Winter Olympics, We did not see a lot of people of color in winter sports competitions. There were a few exceptions, but generally it is Nordic people. And, you know, that's partially because, you know, those Nordic countries have, you know, generally Caucasian folks. And countries like, you know, Equatorial Africa, they don't have a lot of opportunities to learn downhill skiing, right? And also it's the economic disadvantage. It's expensive to put a kid into a, onto a hockey team. And, you know, there's sometimes inequalities in terms of access to sports facilities for minorities. But there actually is a difference. And let's get past silliness like white men can't jump. You know, that notion that somehow there's some inbred racial characteristic that makes people better at certain sports. This is about cold tolerance, and indeed, it appears that around 40,000 years ago, humans left Africa, and at that point, they were not that well cold adapted. And it's interesting because 40,000 years seems like an awfully long time, but the standpoint of evolution, it's not that long. It's a relatively short span in evolutionary terms. And it's therefore interesting to investigate if current modern humans are still tropical animals. And it turns out there are genetic differences. There are gene modifications that enable Nordic populations, and especially the Inuit, also known as the Eskimos, but Inuit is a more proper term for the tribes that have inhabited northern Siberia and Alaska and northern Canada and Greenland as well. These are folks who have specific adaptations to enable them to tolerate cold better. And it thought that some of that may come from Neanderthal genes, that when humans migrated from Africa, they encountered the Neanderthals already lived in cold climates and that they kind of intermingled, and we got some of the cold resistance genetics from Neanderthals. But when it comes down to it, humans are very adaptable and we can acclimate to the cold. So, you know, even if your ancestors come from parts of the world that are warm, you know, like Somalis in Minnesota, you know, or Haitians in Maine, you can still, your body can adapt over time to the cold. You just may have a little more trouble doing it than someone who is genetically equipped for it. 877-726-8255 is our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at kcnr1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Mandino's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandino's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandino's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandino's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month. Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rates against actual opportunities, including APR, and return at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, long-term, and other factors.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-five. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And when you get a physical exam and you want to know how healthy you are or even potentially how long you're going to live, what's your risk of dying? They look at stuff like blood pressure, they look at blood sugar, they look at your cholesterol, and they check your lungs to see if you're breathing okay, they listen to your heart, they kind of poke around, you know, part of the physical exam is they kind of tap on your tummy and see if you have an enlarged liver, you know, the whole thing that they do, press down, you know, and see if there's any enlargement in your organs. But here's an argument for why a vital sign, you know, like your blood pressure, should be your strength. Strength is a vital sign, and it should be checked routinely in doctors' offices. Now, you might say, well, that poses a insurmountable obstacle because most doctors' offices do not have weight machines. You know, there are barbells and dumbbells and things like that, you know, and it's kind of sweaty to do a bunch of push-ups, see how many sit-ups you can do, you know, whatever. Or, you know, you can't, you know, run around on a track in the doctor's office. So how can you make that assessment? Turns out pretty simple. There's an article here, brand new. Muscular strength and mortality in women aged 63 to 99 years. Now, mortality is really what we're concerned about. It's not disease risk. We're talking about risk of dying. And so they did a big study, and what they found was that there were two things that accurately predicted the risk of dying in older women, women 63 to 99. And those were something quite simple, grip strength. And you could use like a just a little gauge, simple device, and you know it should be part of every physical exam. And you just grip as hard as you can, and it actually has a meter on it. It's a grip meter, and it tells you your grip strength. And another thing, which is the chair stand time, how long does it take for you to get up out of a chair unassisted? And so. Those can be simply performed in a doctor's office. Now, you might say that, okay, these things are actually, you know, if you're in good shape, you're in good shape, and that, you know, that's all there is to it. They actually corrected when controlling for walking speed, and they also controlled for the inflammatory marker C-reactive protein because you could, like, say you have arthritis or something, so you can't do these. You have, you know, you've got, like, poor grip strength because your fingers are inflamed. So they actually controlled for that. They also controlled for walking speed, and they also controlled for physical activity. So you could say, well, okay, some of these women, you know, they've already been exercising, they're in good shape. But no, it's whether they're exercising or not, these were highly prognostic of your risk of dying. So the conclusion, in this study of older women, greater muscular strength was associated with lower mortality, even when controlling for physical activity, sedentary time, because you could be sedentary and still be, you know, relatively strong, walking speed, and systemic inflammation. These findings suggest that assessing strength and promoting its maintenance are instrumental for optimal aging. So, advice to you health professionals out there, get one of these grip meters and also have your women do timed, unassisted, because, you can push yourself out of a chair, you know, with your arms, just, you know, fold your arms and see how many times, you know, could do it in a timed manner. And they're actually age-related norms for that, and you want to be above average, right? You know, like all the kids from Lake Wobegon, they were all above average. You want to be one of those above average kids, no matter whether you're 63 or 99, because it actually is a strong predictor of your risk of surviving or not. 877-726-8255 is your number. Jot that number down because you want to call us, you want to comment, maybe you want to share an experience, or maybe you want to react to something we've said. Please call us at 877-726-8255. We'll put you on next week. Folks, are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, all too often that is the case, or all too many of us. It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And if you've seen the Olympics, man, you've seen that just like the outlier athletes are in their 30s. They're ready to retire at 34 or 36. That's their last hurrah. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. And the cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue, but there is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's NT factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in your cellular membranes, also in your mitochondrial membranes, which is key. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I really don't go a day without it. NT Factor lipids come in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes, which I mix into my smoothie every day, or you can sprinkle it on berries. That's fine. It's very compatible with most desserts. Doesn't have an obtrusive flavor. For more information and order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT Factor lipids powder. All right, on the exercise theme, you know, I've often said, take your microbiome for a run. Now, why do I say that? This headline from a new study: training harder could be rewiring your gut bacteria. It says, based on previous research, it appears that athletes have a different gut microbiome when compared with the general population. This includes greater total short-chain fatty acid concentrations, which are good, alpha diversity, here, you know, as in society and as in media and, you know, as at the Oscars. We want diversity, right? An increased abundance of some bacteria and a lower abundance of others. And it turns out that athletes' gut bacteria indeed differ from those of non-athletes. So in this new research, they found that training load was associated with measurable shifts in gut health markers. They found that intense exercise produced the most robust changes to the gut bacteria. And they say they actually looked at, you know, when athletes sometimes have downtime, you know, they have to rest or overtrain, or after an event is completed. During low training load times or periods of rest, athletes are often more relaxed about their diets. In this study, we saw no change in total carbohydrate or fiber intake during the period of rest. So it wasn't diet, but we did observe a decline in the diet quality of food eating. Okay, so admittedly, they were a little less careful. This decline was related to increases in processed fast foods, decreases in fresh fruits and vegetables, and a moderate increase in alcohol. But they did, and they did impact the composition of the gut microbiome. But when athletes took it up a notch and pushed themselves and generated lactic acid, you know, feel the burn, the training load increased, there was an improved composition of bacteria in the gut. And the secret, they say, and this is interesting, they say it may be lactate. What happens is when you go past your aerobic threshold and why you feel sore muscles, part of the reason is you generate lactic acid in your muscles. Well, guess what? There's Lactobacillus acidophilus, which is a type of bacteria that is helpful for the gut, you know, in yogurt, for example, that likes lactic acid. You know, it likes lactic acid. So lactic acid may, one of the theories, maybe a multiplicity of factors that cause the gut bacteria to improve with exercise. But perhaps it is we're feeding the gut bacteria some lactic acid that they thrive on that help them to restore balance and diversity to the gut bacterial population. So there you have it. Training harder could be rewiring your gut bacteria. So, hey, take your microbiome for a walk or a run or swim or a bike ride or when you go to the gym, and you'll improve your GI metabolism. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255. And let me just mention that we talk about supplements here on Intelligent Medicine. Go to FullScript. My FullScript dispensary stocks hundreds of curated, vetted supplements, and we only have the highest quality supplements. They take good care of them. They ship them rapidly, and you can get professional brands through drhoffmanstore.com. Bookmark drhoffmanstore.com for your supplement needs. All right, when we're talking about infant health, which has ramifications for adult health, here's an interesting study. It turns out the first 1,000 days are critical. And this being heart month, the first 1,000 days of life may mean a stronger, longer-lasting heart decades down the road. So if you could turn back time, it'd be great if you could tell mom and dad to feed you less sugar, because according to a new study, less sugar as a baby could yield fewer heart attacks as an adult. Limiting sugar from pregnancy through age 2, it's around the first 1,000 days of life, yeah, that's only like 2.5 years, you know, was linked to substantially lower risks of heart disease decades later. The strongest protective effect, along with the greatest delay in the onset of heart disease, was observed among individuals whose sugar intake was restricted from conception in utero. So it actually matters. Pregnancy actually shapes the outcome. The first 1,000 days of life. Because life begins at conception, right? So, and how they found this out is a natural experiment using the UK sugar rationing. England was pretty banged up after World War II, and not only did they ration sugar during World War II, so it'd be hard to study World War II because a lot of these people are dead by now, right? People born, you know, who were born in the they're getting past it. They continued rationing sugar until the 1950s. If you talk to older folks who grew up in the UK, they remember the 50s as kind of a grim time where they continued sugar rationing. And they said that compared with people who never were exposed to rationing, individuals exposed in utero plus 1 to 2 years had a 20% lower risk of cardiovascular disease overall. They had reduced risks of heart attack by 25%, heart failure by 26%, atrial fibrillation reduced 24%, stroke reduced 31%, and overall cardiovascular death was reduced 27%. So a little bit of restriction. They say sugar allowances for the entire population, including pregnant women and children, were capped at less than 40 grams per day. Infants under age 2 were not allowed any added sugars. And so, I don't know, maybe it's going to have to reinstate sugar rationing, as was done in the UK during World War II and in the 1950s. You know, I guess that would apply to me, because I was born in 1952, so I was born in the UK. My mom would have been subject, and I would have been subject to sugar rationing. And, it would have been beneficial. You go back also to preconceptual planning. Babies exposed to far more forever chemicals before birth than scientists knew. They now have discovered that babies exposed in the womb to dozens of forever chemicals at much higher rates than they had estimated. These substances are known as PFAS chemicals. There are thousands of compounds that are still widely used. Another argument for not making the rules about PFAS chemicals less stringent, as the Trump administration and the EPA have done, unfortunately, and, you know, this to the disgust and dismay of many people in the Mohawk movement. We need fewer environmental chemicals that may have adverse prenatal effects on kids. They say that umbilical cord blood reveals 42 PFAS compounds. Imagine, you know, just in the placenta, the amount of these chemicals that are being transferred to babies with adverse effects. Why prenatal PFAS exposure matters. It's a sensitive time of development, and there may be metabolic effects that in terms of xenoestrogenic effects, effects that affect metabolism, increase the risk of diabetes and ultimately of cancer. an autoimmune disease in kids when exposed to these PFAS compounds. So this is concerning. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, and you'll soon learn about the products that PFLB, Protocol for Life Balance, has developed to support neurological health and cognition. This week I'll be interviewing Dr. Neil Levin, who will talk a little bit about products like Cogumin SLP. It's a bioavailable form of curcumin, and Magtine, a bioavailable form of magnesium, which can help support healthy cognitive function, learning and memory and mood, as well as phosphatidylserine, well known for its role in supporting memory, and an innovative product called Brain Regain. Is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. So listen up. I'm going to be doing a special podcast with frequent contributor Neil Levin from Protocol for Life Balance, one of my favorite brands, about brain health. So for more information to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements, and their quality is unquestioned. I am a big fan of Protocol for Life Balance. This item is interesting because we're very concerned about, you know, what happens when you lose a lot of weight fast, and that is the case often with these GLP-1 drugs. GLP-1 drugs produce dramatic double-digit weight loss, sometimes as much as 20-25% of total body weight, and that's important for people who are massively overweight. But when you lose weight that quickly, you'll inevitably lose lean body mass. So they did a study on folks not using these drugs, diet-based weight loss, to find out, is it associated with meaningful change in lean soft tissue? And they looked at two diets, low-fat diet and also a low-carb diet. You can lose weight with both. And what they found is diet-based weight loss intervention is not associated with meaningful change in lean soft tissue. So do it the natural way through diet, and you will spare your lean muscle and not be subject to sarcopenia and frailty. It's preferable if you can do it that way. It requires more discipline, more guidance, and willpower. But it is ultimately more wholesome. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Make sure that you check out drhoffman.com to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. There you'll find resources, lots of podcasts, lots of articles, subscriber and newsletter. Follow us on social media for the latest dispatches, and have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support neurological health and cognition, Cogumin SLCP, Magtine, Phosphatidylserine, and Brain Regain. Cogumin SLPC is curcumin optimized to penetrate the blood-brain barrier, where it helps protect brain tissue. Magtine may support healthy cognitive function, learning, and memory. Phosphatidylserine supports neuronal membrane fluidity, promoting cognitive function and mental acuity. And Brain Regain is a broadly useful herbal health aid that may be advantageous for supporting healthy cognitive performance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site.
You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. United States and Israel still pounding targets across Iran, dropping bombs on the country's ballistic missile site, all part of a campaign that included the killing of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah. Other senior Iranian leaders have also been taken out, but the offensive has come to a downside. Iran fired missiles in a counteroffensive that has resulted in the deaths of 3 members of the United States Armed Forces, several wounded.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more.
White House official says Iran is suggesting it is open to talks. President Trump says he's eventually willing.
At least 3 U.S. service members killed and others injured, according to U.S. officials. President Trump with a fresh warning to Iran as they retaliate for the killing of their supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Trump writing on social media, "They better not. We will hit them with a force that has never been seen before." But Iran striking Israel with deadly force and bombing several other Mideast countries, Israel striking back. Meanwhile, Iran's new potential leadership suggesting it's open for talks with the U.S. That's according to a senior White House official speaking on condition of anonymity, saying Trump is also eventually willing to talk. But for now, the military operation continues unabated. I'm Julie Walker.
And this action also forcing a number of countries in the Middle East to halt flights all across the region. No word when most of those airports will be back in order. Authorities say at least 22 people have been killed in Pakistan, more than 120 wounded in clashes with police after protesters tried to storm the U.S. consulate in the city of Karachi. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
More Secretary Pete Hegseth says Scouting America will alter a number of policies to maintain support from the U.S. military.
The changes include a requirement that members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Hegseth has criticized Scouting America's historic rebrand from the Boy Scouts and other changes in recent years that he considers part of woke culture. The organization began allowing gay youth in 2013, ended a ban on gay adult leaders in 2015, and announced in 2017 that it would accept transgender students. Rich Thomason reporting.
Warren Buffett's successor releasing his first letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders over the weekend as the company took a $4.5 billion write-down on the value of its Kraft Heinz and Occidental Petroleum stakes. Investors are watching very closely for any changes that Greg Abel might be making. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Economist Steve Moore says data proves that President Trump's economic policies are indeed working and working very well.
If you look at median family income, people in the middle, in Trump's first year in office, it was up $2,400 last year. That's a That's after inflation. That's a pretty nice gain. And then you add to that the $1,600 people are saving on their taxes. You know, you're talking about a $3,000 or $4,000 increase in their ability to buy things.
It's still winter, especially in the north and in Minnesota. Spring, though, was in the air Sunday as people lined up at the local Dairy Queen in the community of Moorhead for its annual opening. The event is a community tradition regardless of the weather. That Dairy Queen, by the way, the Heritage Store, has operated in that community for some 77 years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked-themed dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked-themed dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl.
This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Who's with? Let's talk about those things. So one of the biggest things that we like to talk about was, hey, maintenance. How do we oil it? Where do we oil it? How often do we oil it? And what does that look like, right? So we get a lot of requests, okay, what does a basic field strip look like so I can do that oil? So one, having the shooters to understand how their gun operates, being able to do that basic field strip, I equate it to guys like, okay, you just got a brand new vehicle. What's the first thing that we're going to do? We're going to find the ignition source. We're going to know how to turn it on. Okay, we're going to need to know where the fuel source is. Okay, how do we do that? What kind of fuel do we use in the new car? What kind of oil does the new car need? You know, all those kind of things is very similar to owning a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes will get overlooked. You know, the other biggest thing that we see a lot of, too, is a lot of guys will mix up the reliability of the gun with the gun itself. When it comes to lack of maintenance, it kind of rears its head, especially in, you know, a 1,000-round course, is at some point in time, springs are going to need to be changed. And we see this a lot with the 1911s, the newer Staccatos, right? We see,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and,
springs are consumables. They're like tires on your car. You do have to replace them after a while.
Exactly, and that's kind of what I tell folks, too. You know, the same concept, okay, can I drive my car 60,000 miles without changing the oil? Maybe you might be able to do that, but what kind of damage has
caused to
the vehicle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Same thing with recoil springs. Can I shoot my gun 60,000 rounds without changing the recoil spring?
Maybe,
but, you know, how fast is that slide now operating? You know, what we see all sorts of crazy things. Lugs breaking off. We see a chamber starting to fracture. We see slides hitting so hard on the frame that the frames start to fracture. You know, so just simple things like that that really doesn't cost us as the consumer a whole lot. It just awareness, being aware of that, okay? So we recommend for every single spring system, so example, like a 1911 or a Beretta, most of those guns are a single spring system. We recommend around 3,000 to 5,000 rounds change that single spring. In fact, Staccato goes so far as saying every 3,000 rounds on the money, they recommend changing that and the firing pin return spring. You know, so that's kind of their thing. So that's just kind of like a rule of thumb, right? But if you take that multiply it by the amount of springs that are in the recoil system, for example, a Glock. So a Glock sometimes will have a dual recoil spring or have a triple mm-hmm. recoil spring. Now we're multiplying that times the amount of springs we have. So say, for example, I've got a Glock Gen 4 and it's got a dual recoil spring. So now we're multiplying that 3 times 2, so that 3,000 times 2 recoil springs that are in there in that one unit. So now we should last about 6,000 rounds. So it's double about the average. So we got to know what kind of recoil system we have in there so we know when to change it. Because we also see a lot of guys, you know, we come up, they go through a 250 class. It's like, okay, I have a Gen 5. I'm replacing this recoil system. I was like, whoa, I think you got a whole lot of life left into it.
Yeah, you know, so you put 1,000 rounds through it. Yeah, you got a lot. Now, here's the other part of it. Springs are not expensive. It's not a big deal to swap out your springs.
That is a great point. That is absolutely a fact. You know, what's interesting is, yes, they're not very expensive, but some of these manufacturers, they're not always available. So I always tell folks, hey, when you're in a 250 class, figure out what kind of spring you need or what kind of recoil system you have. Preemptively order one, throw it in your range bag. It doesn't cost you a whole lot, and they don't take up a lot of space, but you got it for when you need it. And so when that needs to be replaced, you can immediately put it in there, and you're not going to be wearing anything out.
Hey, let me ask you, I was just watching a video with Bill Wilson and Ken Hackathorn, a couple of guys that kind of know a little bit about pistols, and they were talking about lubing guns, and they were saying, yeah, you know, like every 300 to 500 rounds, you ought to do some lube. And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound like a bad number. That's not too bad. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a very, very accurate statement. So we recommend up at Gunsight, we teach everybody every night they have to do a basic field strip, clean clean the gun, which is basically removing all the old lubrication, solidified old lubrication, contaminated lubrication that's starting to break down, wipe that off, and then apply fresh lubrication. So what that roughly equates to number-wise is about 250 rounds. An average student is going to shoot about 1,000 rounds while they're up at gun sight for a class. So that number sounds very fair to me. And, you know, part of that, too, is, one, you stay up on top of it, you're adding the lubrication where it needs to, but also we're able to start identifying where weird wear patterns are starting to come from. A lot of times we'll notice broken parts before it becomes an issue downrange, but when I do that basic field trip, that doesn't look normal. It's just all of the gun. They come by and see us. Great, we just solved an issue before it became a real big issue downrange. You know, so that's always a big thing.
I'm also thinking that if somebody has got their new gun and they're really not quite sure how to do the field strip, it's like the easiest thing in the world now because there's a YouTube video on everything, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. The school YouTube is very, very popular. And quite frankly, it's helpful because there's a lot of manufacturers out there that, you know, it's similar enough that you can kind of get into it, but there's always something weird. It's like, okay, how do I get this slide? Is it an up lever, down lever? Does it pull out? You know, yeah. So that's very, very good. You know what? That kind of steers me into the next biggest thing that we see happen with a lot of our students. We're seeing such a surge of optics on pistols that almost every manufacturer has their own optic mounting system, the way it mounts and all that good stuff. And that's probably going to be our next biggest thing that we see a lot of quote-unquote failures with is how the optic was mounted. Not necessarily the optic itself or the gun itself, but how the optic is mounted to the pistol, and that all comes back to that maintenance side. Every time we break down that gun and clean it, I should be checking those mounting screws, make sure everything's nice and snug, make sure the battery trays are nice and snug, you know, because that's always a big thing up at our shop is guys coming in probably around Tuesday, Wednesday, hey, my optic's loose, I can't hold zero, I've lost my battery tray, you know, whatever, yeah.
All right, I'm going to hold you over, but before I do, I want to ask one other question on the maintenance deal, reason guns go down. What about people who want to tune their pistols with the latest, greatest fine-tuning and make the trigger as light as it can be and make the springs as light as it can be and just really trick it out? Doesn't that induce or possibly induce malfunctions?
Oh, Tom, you have just opened Pandora's box, my man. That is something that we fight with students all the time. You know, they see something, you know, again, we'll just kind of reference YouTube. We see some YouTube influencer that's trying a product that, you know, works really well, and they're talking about the benefits they got from it. So, you know, the average Joe looks at, hey, why not? I'll just order that online, get it in, throw it in their gun. They go out range, and all of a sudden they're having issues, right? And so then it's like, well, all right, let's trace back what's going on. A lot of times what we'll see is we'll see these big hypes on certain products. And so guys will start using these products and putting them in. Whether or not they need them, that's what they think it is going to make them a better shooter. So a big thing that we see a lot of right now is porting, right? Ported pistols. Ported pistols are awesome, but a lot of these guys are also incorporating ported pistols with the different types of loads, different types of ammunition, and, you know, you kind of tune the gun based off of the ammunition that we're going to be using, not necessarily tuning the gun to, you know, to you, it's tuning the gun to run the ammunition so that way the gun is cycling the way it's supposed to. And porting, as we see that as huge thing that's going on right now, and a lot of these guys, you know, they get their gun ported, they're just like, man, my gun's still not operating the way it was on the guy for YouTube, so now they start throwing these recoil assemblies and, you know, different types of tungsten weights and, you know, different frame modulars, and now next thing you know, they got this Franken gun, they come to us, it's like, hey, I don't know what's going on with the gun, but it's no longer running. And that's always a rabbit hole sometimes, yeah.
Well, yeah, you want to say, you know, Glock really did know how to make a good gun. You kind of screwed it up there. We're talking with Dave Fink. Dave, don't go anywhere here. Finksguns.com. Go check it out, Finksguns.com. When we come back, I want to talk about some of these cool custom guns you got. There's some really cool stuff. In fact, during the break, go take a look. Finksguns.com. You're going to like what you see. We'll be right back. Guns can be a great value, but you have to know who you're buying from. What if you could buy quality used guns with a lifetime warranty from the Internet's largest online reseller? That's what you get at Dewey'sGuns.com. They stand behind every firearm purchase for life. If you have a problem, they'll either fix or replace your gun. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. Check out their inventory today at Dury'sGuns.com.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at GunTalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Tiny footprint, max capacity. Meet the Ruger LCP Max, now with a manual safety for those who like that extra layer of control. It's chambered in 380, fits just about anywhere, and still brings serious firepower with a 10+1 capacity. Add in that crisp trigger and low recoil, and you've got one smooth little carry piece. The LCP Max. Carry light. Live ready.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot-pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game-stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at GunTalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Talking with Dave Fink from Fink's Custom Guns, or Custom Gunsmithing. Dave, you've got all these cool guns. But before I get into that, Michelle, our staff here, was asking me during the break, says, do you ever find that, like, the weight of all these accessories being stuck on a semi-auto starts to interfere with reliability?
Yeah, we see some occasional cycling issues, especially when, again, we kind of talk about different types of loads that we use, because that's going to alter how fast the gun's cycling. But, you know, the biggest question we always get, I'm going to kind of twist her question just a little bit. We always get a lot of folks that are saying, hey, I've just put an optic on my gun. Now what kind of recoil system do I need to do in order for that to run? And that's a kind of a big misconception that we see a lot of. The guys will kind of preemptively tune their guns, adding the optics. And now all of a sudden, the slide is running way too fast. The optics keep coming loose. We're shearing bolts. We're shearing screws. We're shearing studs, all sorts of weird things. So, yes, I would say, yes, weight does have a factor, but sometimes it's working against us, thinking that the gun is actually having more of a problem cycling with the optics and different things on there. But most of the weight that we're adding to guns, typically the weight that we add is going to be on the frame portion, lights, you know, different grip modulators, magwells, magazine extensions. And we can add as much weight as we want to on the bottom side of the gun, and it's not going to affect the way the gun's going to cycle.
Sure.
It may the fuel of the gun or how much it absorbs recoil, but as the operation of the gun, I would say most of the stuff that we put on guns is probably not going to affect much on the actual cycling rate of the gun.
Good info.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, question. You actually do work. People can send stuff to you. They don't have to be, like, there for a gun sight class to use your services, do they?
Yeah, that's a great question. We get asked that a lot because it is kind of confusing. So we are technically a freestanding business, and we're just partner with Gunsight. So we do a lot of stuff with Gunsight, but I would probably say about 65 to 75% of our business is shipped in out of state from people who are not attending Gunsight. So anybody can have their gun sent in and get work done or get custom work done or order custom guns, whatever. We're here to help. So anything that they need, we can help.
So I'm looking at this lineup of cool guns. You've got the Gunsight 50th anniversary guns. You've got all sorts of Gunsight guns, but you also have some other things, primarily 1911s. Would I be right in that?
Yeah, you know, when we first got up there and tied in with Gunsight, one of the things that we wanted to do was kind of bring back the Ted Yost days. During the Ted Yost's prime, I mean, that was the place to go, was the Gunsight Pro Shop, because they had the latest, greatest, top-of-the-line fighting pistols out there. And so that was kind of what we wanted to bring back. And so we started with the 1911, the GSP, kind of getting that back up to speed, kind of modernizing it a little bit with a lot of the things that we're starting to see, a lot of front cock configurations, optic versions, you know, a higher visibility, different sights, you know, different grips, you know, you got G10 mm-hmm. materials and stuff. So through all that, the customers have started to kind of demand certain things, right? So they say, hey, we want 9mm. That's kind of the biggest thing that it would be. So we started doing 9mm 1911s. And then now we're seeing a lot of guys saying, hey, we want the double stack. The Staccato has kind of been running over the market. We want something like that, but coming out of the pro shop. So we kind of came out with our own version of a double stack 1911, and it's been a huge hit up here at Gunsight. It's been great.
Wow, okay. And then you've got, of course, your double stack, single stack. Like if you want a commander, you got those. You even got, I see, maybe coming soon, a revolver, a shotgun, some other things?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting you mentioned that, is that we've been kind of building packages for students while they're here. We see a lot of guys coming up with certain types of guns, and we do a lot of the same work on those guns. So we offer these packages, right? So for the shotgun class, we offer the TAC pack, which is kind of like porting, back boring. We do flaring of the mag wells and, you know, side saddles and different things. But that was mainly on customer-supplied guns. Because it's been such a popular thing, there's been certain guns that we've just preemptively said, you know what, let's build a package on this gun, and we're going to sell it as a custom gun here. And so we kind of partnered with an offer in that, and it's been really taken off. So we've been doing some Glocks. We've been doing different types of Remington 870s. We've been doing some work with some lever guns. So this year we're really looking forward to launching a lever gun that's going to be hitting the market, that people are going to buy range-ready, out the door, ready to go. They just call up the pro shop or us and get it going. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we're looking forward to coming down the works. And, if that's the kind of question you're –
Absolutely. All right. If somebody wants to buy one of your guns, do they go to the Gunsight website? They go to your website? Where do they go for that?
You know, right now, if you want like a custom GSP, a Gunsight type gun, the best place to go is going to be the Gunsight Pro Shop. They've got all the stock inventory, all that good stuff. If they want a custom gun, you know, so if you're saying, hey, I want a GSP, but I want this type of custom work, then I would say go ahead and, you know, call us, order direct through us, because that way you can get all of your modifications and stuff done as a factory gun, so that mm-hmm. way you don't have to buy a gun and then send it to us and then get those custom works done. It just costs more and takes more time and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
And then if they're taking a class at Gunsight and the gun breaks, just for me to explain to people, it's about a 30-second walk from the lunch area to where you are on the property there, literally 30 seconds.
That's right. A lot of guys will have an issue. They come up at lunch, like you said, they drop off the gun. You know, 5-10 minutes later, before they're even done with lunch, their gun's back up and operational, ready to rock. So it's good for everybody. Win-win.
It really is. Dave, you guys are doing wonderful work there. I can't wait to see you. I'm going to be over there in May for the Jeff Cooper class, so I'll be sure to duck in. We'll shoot the breeze a little bit more.
Sounds good, Tom. Great talking with you. You guys stay safe out there.
You do. Take care. You're doing some good stuff there. Thank you, sir. Yeah, if you get a chance, go check out finksguns.com and, of course, gunsite.com, GUNSITE.com, and they have the Pro Shop link there. You can order stuff. Got some good-looking guns. Regular 1911s and double stacks, some with optics. You got 45s, you got 9s, you got all of that. And the main thing is, kind of what he was talking about at the beginning, is first and foremost, they got to run. They got to be reliable. If they're not reliable, they're paperweights. It's actually worse than useless, because it can get you hurt. So reliability comes first, and then they build in the accuracy and everything else on top of that. All right, now we're open line, 866-TALK-GUN. Give me a holler. I'm Tom Gresham. Be right back.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Bodegas, anything else that sells food directly to consumers, and the mechanism we use is our app-based platform, which is a location-based service, but we are operational in about 17 countries across the world, including the U.S. and Canada.
Save money. Save the environment. Let businesses make more cash. Too Good To Go is at the App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
A major NIH-funded study found that veterans paired with service dogs experienced significantly reduced PTSD symptoms compared with veterans receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening in the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? What are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
fun talking about, well, guns and maintenance and making sure they run. And, you know, that's a big deal. And, you know, the whole idea of just going on YouTube, figuring out how to take your gun apart. Now, you don't have to go down to, like, the tiny screws. Just do a field strip on it. Use a good solvent. Get your toothbrush that's dedicated for that. Clean it all up. Not a bad idea to wear some kind of vinyl, plastic, some kind of protective gloves while you're doing. Keep the solvents off your skin. Clean it up and then lube it up. And you need to know where to put the lube. Rails on the hood, barrel hoods, a few places. It's not a lot, but just the right places. Again, there are a lot of good YouTube videos on that. And just make that a part of your regular maintenance. If you've got a carry gun, take it out of the holster and wipe it down. Things do rust. You got, you know, you next to your body, you're sweating. You got moisture there. That should be done regularly every few days. Not a big deal, but it is a necessary deal. And it's, frankly, it's part of being an adult. We'll take up this concept of being an adult in a minute about a different subject. Let's go to line two. Joe's with us out of Kansas. Hey, Joe, you made it to Gun Talk. Thank you so much for your patience.
Mothers Against Drunk Drivers have brought a bill before the California state to make it so if you've had two drunk driving charges, it's on your driver's license that you cannot possess or buy alcohol. How long before the other mad mothers, as in Moms Demand Action, use that as a way to keep people of socio economic disposition from having guns and ammunition? And in the state of California, that's highly probable, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say. Now, are you saying that they might say, all right, if you've had two DUIs, you couldn't own a gun? Is that where you think they may well go with that?
No, you can't buy a drink in a bar or a liquor store so far.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand that, but in terms of going, taking that to the guns, yeah, I can see them doing something like that. It is, and honestly, it's one of the reasons we all have to belong to our state organizations to find out what's going on, because that kind of stuff gets slipped in, and there's a really good chance we're simply going to miss it as it's going through the legislature, don't you think?
Yes.
You know, it's, frankly, the state gun groups are the ones, they are the canaries in the coal mine. They're the ones who are watching that stuff all the time and let us know about it. Look, appreciate the call, sir. That's very typical of the hall monitor mentality of we're going to tell you how to live your lives. There's a fairly big difference, distinction. I've thought this for years. I don't think it's overstating it to say that there are those who want to control us, and then there are us who want to be left alone. I don't want to tell anybody how to live their lives. I don't want to tell you what kind of gun to carry. I don't want to tell you who you can love. I just don't care about that. I'm not about telling you how to live your life. And yet there are people, and generally speaking, we kind of lump them into liberals, if you will, who want to tell you everything about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you should be allowed to do. It's control. It's power. And they live that life. It is part of who they are and what they do. The reason I make that distinction, that point, is this. They're doing it all the time. And we're out here living our lives and ignoring it because we don't want to be involved with it. We don't want to tell anybody what to do. As a result, we suffer. They succeed in legislatures because they're there. The world belongs to those who show up. And I have been harping on this for decades. We simply have to make a commitment. A real, no kidding, I'm going to change how I live my life commitment to being involved, to showing up, to joining your state group. If you're in California, you've got to belong to the California State Rifle and Pistol Association. Whatever state you're in, you've got to belong to the group. Because they're the ones who know what's going on, and they will let you know on their website or by email blast. And then when you get the alerts, and this is the really critical part, this is the hard part, you got to make the effort. You got to spend the money. You got to spend the time. And you have to go there and testify or sit in the audience so that you are seen. So the people who are passing these laws or being asked to pass them, they look out there and they see a sea of gun owners. Go, oh, wow. These Moms Demand Action people are telling me that everybody wants this gun control laws, and I'm seeing 100 people out here in the audience who are saying they don't. I think maybe I ought to pay attention to that. Numbers count. Numbers count. The other part of this is we got midterm elections coming up. I'm going to start harping on this a lot because it's critical. It's not enough to post things online. In fact, can I just say it's a waste of your time and effort? You're not really getting anything done. Because the algorithms guarantee that anything you post about this is only going to be seen by people who agree with you. But if you make the commitment, notice I use that word a lot, find a candidate you can support. Find a party you can support. Make a donation. Write a check for $25 or $250 or whatever is comfortable for you. Volunteer to hand out flyers. Volunteer to go door to door and knock on doors. We look at what happened in Virginia with their election. And their new governor used to work for the Moms Demand people. She's not just somebody who agrees with it. She's hardcore. And she's ready to sign any kind of gun ban they will put in front of her. And there are going to be some. And we lost the election. We didn't show up. We didn't do what was needed. We didn't spend the money. It's money and time. You tell the world what's really important to you by the things you will spend your money and your time on. Everything else is just lip service, and it's nonsense, and it doesn't matter. If you won't show up, you're going to lose. If we don't show up, then we are going to lose. All right, enough of that. Let's go to Casper, Wyoming, where Kenneth is with us on line one. Hey, Kenneth, you're on Gun Talk. What's up?
Yes, sir. So I recently acquired a Marlin 336ER, chambered in a Wildcat round. I kind of like these Wildcat rounds. It's a 356 Winchester. It's never been fired, and I'm just trying to get your thoughts on the gun, at the caliber, and then I want to shoot it, but am I going to destroy the value if I go out and enjoy it?
Well, the 356 Winchester is not a Wildcat.
Okay.
If I'm looking it up right here, that was chambered in that. Now, it makes that gun rare. But it's not a Wildcat, because if it's a Wildcat, I'd say there's no value to it much at all. But the fact that it was, now, has this gun been, you say it's unfired?
It's unfired.
I wouldn't shoot it.
I believe it's a 1983 Marlin 336ER.
Yeah, I would not shoot that gun. I would keep it in collectible condition. It's rare that I say that, but I think that gun for a Winchester collector, did you pay collector prices, or did you get a good price on it?
I paid $1,500 for it, which, from what I looked at, looks like that's about the going price for it. It's right in there. There's only one little ding on the stock. Otherwise, it's basically mint condition.
Why did you buy it?
He threw in six boxes of ammo, and that stuff looks like it's running between $100, $150 a box.
But the question is, why did you buy it? I mean, did you buy it as a collector, as an investor? Because if you're asking me if you should shoot it, then you already know that if you shoot it, you're going to reduce the collector value on it.
Well, I do both. I buy stuff and they're just safe queens, and that's what they are, and I love them in there. But this one is just different. I've never owned a lever action before, and it just, I'd like to shoot it, but at the same time, I know that it would probably potentially affect the value, and so that was like, maybe somebody has more knowledge about, shooting a gun and keeping its value kind of thing than I do, because I don't,
And look, I'm not a collector, but here's what I would do if it were me. I would hold on to that gun and wouldn't shoot it, and then the fact that you're interested in lever action, so I'd go out and buy you another lever action in 38, 357, 44, something, doesn't really matter. Find one that you can go out and shoot, heck, a 22 for that matter, and just have fun shooting a lever action, but not this one. This is one you've already paid a premium for it. There's no point in shooting expensive ammo and reducing the value of your gun when you can just go get another used lever action and go shoot it and have fun with it. That make sense?
Yeah, so That makes sense. So would it? Would it? I'm assuming then with that line of thought then there that just hold on to the MO2 and just have it as a package deal. If I ever wanted to get rid of it, it would be a package deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would keep the two of them together. Yeah. Here's the thing. That gun is probably not going to appreciate in value. You probably are already where it's going to be for the next 10 years. So you know, maybe use that as trading fodder somewhere along the line. I don't know what you want to do with it. But I would not expect that gun to appreciate. I think it's already gone to where it's going to go. Now, look, I could be completely wrong. I think it doubled in price, and people may call in and say, Tom, you don't know what you're talking about, which probably would be right. But if we're just my guess, I'm thinking it's already where it's going to be. So it's kind of fun to have and look at. But if it were me, again, I would not shoot it. Look, I appreciate the call, sir. Let me see if I can grab Charlie, if he's still around, on line 5 out of Coos Bay. Charlie, you still there, man?
I'm here, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Go for it. I got about 2 minutes for you.
Well, I guess I've got a complaint.
Go for it.
You seem to talk to mostly fairly wealthy people, or at least comfortable. I live on my Social Security and my VA disability. There is no place here in Coos Bay where you can go to do anything.
You can't do anything in Coos Bay?
There is a range about 30 miles away.
Oh, a place where you shoot. Okay.
A place where, yes, I could shoot if I could walk. But the simple fact is I'm 100% disabled.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out what are you looking for from me? I'm sorry. What can we do for you?
I would like for you to sometime talk about ordinary people. Those of us who are disabled, I can't get around my own home.
Well, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. And we talk about inexpensive guns a fair amount. We also talk about expensive guns. We talk about the whole range of that. Now look, I'm not trying to be callous about it, but I'm not sure what you're looking for here. I can't address your mobility. What do you want me to do?
I want you to talk about more ordinary people instead of the wealthy folk.
I'm sorry. You've got a weird idea then, because if you think that the Ruger RXM, which is the gun I carry daily at $450, is for wealthy people, I'm sorry. I just don't think that's true. That's where guns are in price now. $450, $500 is a regular price for a new gun, and I talk about that a fair amount of the time. And, yeah, we'll talk about the expensive guns occasionally just because it's kind of cool. It's like looking at, you know, expensive cars now and then. But in terms of what people are carrying and what people are buying, the regular, inexpensive, middle-of-the-road guns are what we spend most of our time on. And I'm really sorry that you somehow have gotten the idea that we're catering to rich people. We don't. And just would encourage you to keep listening because somehow you've gotten that idea. And I appreciate the call. I get it. I talk about some of these high-end guns occasionally because it's cool to think about these things and look at those. But you'll notice, what am I carrying most of the time? A SIG P365, a Ruger RXM, a Smith & Wesson M&P, or a Shield. Never really a Glock. I do have a Glock 42 that I like. Teeny tiny little thing. But you'll notice where those all are. They're all in that $400 to $600 range, which is kind of the sweet spot for prices for new carry guns. Now, if you want something cheaper, you can buy a used that works fine. But that's just where they are, and I get it. Everything costs more than it used to. Guns cost more. I'm amazed at how much guns cost. I'm amazed at how much ammo costs these days. But then again, I'm amazed when I go to fill up my tank or if I go to the grocery store, especially if you eat out. These days, prices are high. just what it is. But in terms of what do we cover here, what do I talk about? The wide range of everything that's out there. If you want to talk about an old Winchester Model 12 shotgun, I'm all in. I love that stuff. So there you go. Let's go line one. Michael's with us out of Charlotte. Talk about flashlights. Hey, Michael.
Hey, I am worse about flashlights than I actually am about handguns. And January 3rd, 1981, I woke up in a house that was on fire at 4:19 in the morning and went to the light switch, and there was no power. So I generally have two, three, and sometimes four technically flashlights at all times. I've got the one on the phone, which I almost never use. I've got a Streamlight MicroStream USB, about 3 inches long. Fits the one that's in my shirt pocket. All the finish is worn off, and the rubber's worn off of the tail cap. I have a spare one of those in the ashtray of the truck because I don't use it for anything else. And those little Bandit Pros that clip onto the bill of a ball cap.
You're a man after my own heart. I love all of that. And I let me add one more to it, and I'm right there with you. I keep one on my nightstand in case of fire. Keep a headlamp right there because, you see, it's great to be able to hop up, slap on a headlamp, turn it on. Now you have hands free for dealing with emergencies. I'm right there with you. I'm usually carrying two, but I always have another one in the on the nightstand. And when you travel, like hotel rooms, the power goes out or whatever, it's good to have a flashlight on the nightstand there as well. I like how you think because you think the same way I do. 866-TALK-GUN.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
North State Park's annual celebration of North State wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
In the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to, like, get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do, like, a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find, like, with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff?
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Mm-hmm.
talk a good bit about the times when we lose rights, when people pass gun control laws, and we fight those, and we do that. Do that. We have to do that. But there are good things happening all the time, and we, I think, sometimes forget to mention those. This one's out of Pennsylvania. Just a little notice, not a big deal. The Allegheny County Sheriff's Office announced special Saturday hours this weekend to get or renew a license to carry. The office is located, blah, 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 will open, be open from 8 to 12 noon. Those intend this or need a valid Pennsylvania ID or driver's license, the application, and $20 cash to get or renew a permit. $20 to renew your permit. I'm not going to get into the whole should you have to have a permit. That's a whole different deal. But pretty cool. They're offering a class, a special class on Saturday, $20. If you want to get a unique carry permit, a settlement was just reached in a lawsuit, and now New York will issue non-resident carry permits. Yeah. Believe that? You could get a carry permit from the state of New York. They fought this for a long time. They were going to lose in court. And so you... And unlike a New York resident, you don't have to go do it in person. So would you want a New York State carry permit? On the one hand, I think, well, I'm not going to New York. I mean, actually, I kind of like New York a little bit. I like being a tourist in the city of New York. At the same time, I wouldn't have any idea where to carry there because everything is off limits or sensitive places that's being challenged. So I probably wouldn't use it, but at the same time, there's something perverse about me that thinks it'd be kind of fun to have a carry permit for the state of New York. Might do that. Probably won't. I didn't do, you can get a California permit, and I looked into that. It was going to be several hundred bucks, and I decided that I didn't want to go to California anyway. I really don't like to go to California. But I thought, yeah, it'd be kind of fun to have one. It'd be kind of cool. And then in the end, I decided not to do it. So I probably won't do the New York one either. But it is kind of interesting. And if you actually do travel to New York, then you now can get a carry permit. You'd want to be very careful about knowing the laws of where you can and cannot carry when you get over to New York. So just food for thought for you there. We obviously spent a fair amount of time talking about concealed carry guns and self-defense and training and all that. But don't forget that for most of us, guns is just fun stuff. We like to go out to the range and shoot. It's a personal challenge to hit a target, to get better, to shoot better scores, to shoot tighter groups, to shoot faster, if that's what we're doing. No one, it's not a team sport. It's an individual sport. Nobody can do it for you. It's a mental exercise. You have to focus. You have to concentrate. You have to control your breathing. You have to control your trigger. You have to control your sights. And the more training you get, the better you can focus. And that may be the thing that a lot of people don't quite understand is that when you get training, you're learning how to focus. You're learning how to think. Yeah, you're learning how to manipulate the gun. But it's mostly how to think about this stuff. Rather than buy skill in the form of a new gun, maybe your next gun ought to be a class. Just saying. If you want to talk about that or frankly anything else, join me on the after show. Call me right now at Tom Talk Gun. We'll get you in here. In the meantime, go out and do some shooting. Do more shooting. Buy more ammo. Take somebody with you. It's a lot more fun at the range when you got a friend or family member with you. Check your six. Watch out for those public ranges. We'll see you next time.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Iran claims it will be fighting back following the killing of its supreme leader. It has traded strikes with Israel and the U.S. following the earlier bombardment. The United States, meanwhile, says three members of the armed forces have been killed, the first known American casualty, several others wounded. President Trump calling on Americans to pray for the families who have lost loved ones. In the meantime, correspondent Donna Warder on what is next possibly for Tehran.
Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said in a pre-recorded message aired on state TV that a new leadership council has begun its work following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other senior leaders in U.S. and Israeli airstrikes. And Iran is vowing revenge for Khamenei's killing, with its parliamentary Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf saying in a televised address Sunday that President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have crossed our red line and must pay the price. I'm Donna Warder.
Well, the military action did force a number of countries to halt flights all across the Middle East, and that action leaving countless numbers of people stranded throughout the region. Chrissy Elmer hails from New Hampshire, and she is stuck in Dubai, not sure when she'll get home.
If you look at where we're at, just across the water is where the Fairmont was hit. And so, you know, we're just trying, as we hear, you hear a lot of explosions at times. You know, there's hundreds of them. And so when we hear them, we sort of just don't stay near the windows just in case the glass was to break or there was something, you know, some impact.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Recent statistics show one-third of deportations in the United States are voluntary departures. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
This is happening because the Trump administration is encouraging people in this country illegally to leave voluntarily without the penalties associated with a formal removal order. In fact, they'll be given a bonus. Supporters of the president's immigration strategy say his policies are driving individuals to opt for voluntary departure rather than facing detention or potential deportation.
The times are changing in the world of technology. High-stakes dispute over how the U.S. military uses artificial intelligence, leading the Pentagon to cancel its contract with rising AI star Anthropic. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says Anthropic is a supply chain risk, a step that could jeopardize its business with defense contractors. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Of the head of the Family Research Council warning Republican leaders not to ignore abortion during the midterm election cycle. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump made no mention of pro-life priorities during last week's State of the Union address, and FRC's Tony Perkins says ignoring the issue could be a vulnerability for the GOP.
The rank and file understand it. I think the president doesn't completely understand it, but there was a poll just recently released that shows that this is a very important issue for Republican voters.
The president also recently suggested that House lawmakers give a little when it comes to federal funding of abortion services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Heated U.S. Senate race in Texas, entering its final stretch before voters head to the polls Tuesday on who will be their party's nominee in November. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Hi,
Hi, this is Carrie Corral. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
And what happened was tensions erupted last week when President Trump signed an executive order that was supportive of glyphosate. And what it does is it basically exonerates the Bayer company and shields them from liability. That is, after they made a major payoff of $7.2 billion to victims of glyphosate who developed a form of lymphoma that is directly linked to glyphosate. There's no question that glyphosate exposure was the problem. And so they've said, look, for the sake of the economy, we do not want to destroy a big chemical and big agricultural company. We do not want to liquidate them, as has happened historically with, you know, like the asbestos companies. They have been completely eradicated as a result of lawsuits filed against the company due to mesothelioma claims. And so they are shielding Bayer from lawsuits, from further lawsuits. And they're also authorizing the continued use of glyphosate. And so there are a lot of people in the MAHA movement, yours truly included. Jillian Michaels, who is a big influencer who's down with MAHA, had this to say. She rebuked President Trump's executive order approving the use of glyphosate, describing the move as, quote, devastating. She said, this is actually devastating. It's not a conspiracy theory that glyphosate is linked to cancer. There are hundreds of studies that have illustrated now that it increases risk significantly for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Clear-cut link. The science is there. Trump signed an executive order that was supportive of glyphosate. And he also couched it as a national security issue. He directed the agricultural secretary to ensure that the country has an adequate supply of glyphosate-based herbicides, saying that producers of such chemicals should have immunity under the Defense Production Act. It's kind of like, you know, a roundabout way of shielding them, invoking national security concerns. And you might think that this would have led to an irreconcilable clash with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the foremost proponent of MAHA, but Kennedy blinked, and Bobby has decided to knuckle under to this edict and said that while he's not a big fan of glyphosate, he understands the rationale for allowing it to proceed. But he says at the same time that we need to move forward to find better ways to safeguard our agricultural products, to look at more innovative, safer methods. But in the meantime, going cold turkey on glyphosate would harm our standing in the world as agricultural producers. It would create great hardship for farmers. And so the back and forth is between the MAHA stalwarts who are saying, let's get rid of it now. And when it comes to glyphosate, I mean, let's look at it reasonably. There are three options. There are three options. One is to ban it now. Go cold turkey and stop using it, because if we know that it's harmful and can cause cancer, and, oh, by the way, there are other harms associated with glyphosate. It's not just, you know, is it going to cause cancer or are you going to be fine? There's a whole spectrum of problems associated with glyphosate, including an important issue, which is that glyphosate, if ingested, taken in food and in water, that glyphosate can damage the microbiome. There's evidence that it might destroy beneficial bacteria. I mean, it's a weed killer, and it does have some action against beneficial microbes that inhabit our intestinal tracts that are part of the way that we regulate our immune systems and maintain overall health. So there's the ban now option. On the other hand, at the other extreme, there's the it's okay option, which is like, yeah, it's confusing. Yeah, you know, it may cause cancer rarely, but in general, it's okay. Let's just keep using it. No problemo. But the third option, and that seems to be an option that RFK Jr. is envisioning, is let's keep using it, but let's ultimately have as a goal a phase out where we replace it with less harmful, environmentally harmful, and yes, harmful to human health alternatives, including, and you know, one of the things that they've looked at is that they've looked at farm machinery that can use lasers, laser technology to kill harmful weeds selectively while not damaging crops. And they're exploring that. That's not ready for prime time, but maybe that's a less harmful alternative rather than dousing crops with chemicals. Look, it's going to cause a battle royal within the MAHA movement because MAHA stalwarts, including my organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, we're not happy with this. And we're going to publish a very strong editorial urging Trump and RFK to reconsider. It's probably not going to happen because I think powerful commercial interests have interceded and they've said, you can't pull the plug on this. Probably somebody has picked up the phone and said, hey, they got in touch with lobbyists and they said, look, we just paid out $7.25 billion. We can't afford to pay out any more. This is a product that's important for American agriculture. The farmers were up in arms because they said we can't grow crops, conventional crops, that is, organic crops. Yeah, you could grow, and that would be great. But the future, I think, holds that we need more organic pesticide and herbicide-free produce for the sake of our health, for the sake of the environment, and avoid dependency on things like glyphosate. It's going to be a disappointment. I understand a lot of people in MAHA, they're really upset, and we'll talk about it more with some of our experts on future podcasts. This is something that needs to be worked out long term. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Robert Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DeerHopInStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DeerHopInStore.com, DeerHopInStore.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Challenge Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And as I mentioned earlier, that's the portal by which you get into this program and you can pose a question. So let's hear from someone who dialed 877-726-8255 and recorded a query.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I hope you can help. I'm a 68-year-old female and in good health. In December of 2022, I had COVID for the first time. February 2023, I had COVID and HMPV, which my doctor called bird flu at the time. In fact, I actually called you about it. Because of my job, I had to have both Pfizer vaccines, after which I developed a really florid body rash, whole body rash, especially after the booster. So after that second COVID shot, my upper airway is now my weak spot. I was actually hospitalized last year for 4 days because of it after a very bad virus. Saw my pulmonologist. That day that I went, I developed this absolutely crazy rash, both axilla. And I was really afraid that it was shingles. Well, he assured me it wasn't shingles, but made me go see a dermatologist. Went to the dermatologist, and I had a punch biopsy, and I have a documented allergy to both the vaccine and COVID. So now here's my quandary. Probably because of what I've got going on, I should probably get the RSV, the pneumonia vaccine, and even the shingles vaccine. So can I get these vaccines because of a documented COVID vaccine allergy? I don't know if they're related. I have no idea. I'm really, really torn. I hope you can help. Thank you.
Okay. You know, that's a good question. And thank you very much for sharing your experience because, you know, what they've told us, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of distrust about public health messaging, is they told us that the vaccine reactions were minimal and that, you know, nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Yes, there are occasional allergic reactions, but then we've seen, like, some, you know, very severe reactions, long-term reactions, myocarditis, blood clots, and so on. And so the allergic reactions after administration of COVID-19 kind of boil down to skin reactions that are usually not immediate, more delayed, but you could get immediate anaphylaxis. You can have shortness of breath, trouble breathing, your throat closes, you can have very itchy mucous membranes, your blood pressure can drop. That's actually one of the reasons why, you know, when you go for the shot, they tell you to sit for a few minutes. They don't just get up and walk out of the store. Just, you know, we'll observe you for 10 minutes, and, you know, if you're fine, fine, great, no problem. Later reactions may emerge. You actually have a documented allergy, which gives you an excuse not to get COVID boosters, and that would be out of the question. But the COVID vaccine is actually very different from other vaccines. And it may be that you have a generalized overactive immune system, you're a hypersensitive person, you might react to a wide range of vaccines or infections with some sort of immune activation, and that's possible. And I think if you get another type of shot, say for the shingles or the Pneumovax, that you need to be observed, and you need to do it under circumstances where you can get you know, an emergency treatment for an allergic reaction. However, the COVID vaccine is so unique. It's the only mRNA vaccine around. And that technology is new. It's not been applied to other vaccines. People who react to the flu vaccine may be allergic to the eggs that the flu vaccine is grown on. But all vaccines are different. They're not all alike. And it's quite possible that if you need those vaccines, that you'll tolerate them and be okay. But you need to take precautions. And thank you for sharing that because, yeah, a lot of people say, well, yeah, what's to see here? You know, the government messaging has been no problemo, but a lot of people have had severe reactions. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. There's civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
It's an app that connects you with restaurants and stores that have a surplus of unsold food. Sarah Soderoff from Too Good To Go explains.
So what we do is connect businesses who sell food and have surplus food at multiple times throughout the day directly to consumers to purchase that food at a pretty steep discount. The goal is ultimately to reduce the impact of food waste on the environment. Food waste accounts for about 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions. So our goal is to help get the people who have that food, restaurants, businesses, stores, bodegas, anything else that sells food directly to consumers, and the mechanism we use is our app-based platform, which is a location-based service, but we are operational in about 17 countries across the world, including the U.S. and Canada.
Save money. Save the environment. Let businesses make more cash. Too Good To Go is at the App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number, please note that. Should you have a question or a comment, and comments are fine too. You know, if something happens to you that you want to share, that is in relationship to something we've talked about. You've noticed something that we mentioned here in this program that it resonates for you, and we'd love to hear from you. All right, this item, and we've just been talking about maha. And maha is something that's highly politicized. I really think that the notion of making America healthy again should be a 99% proposition, right? I mean, it could be like 1% of Americans say, yeah, I don't think we should make America healthy again. Like, yeah, we should make America sicker again, or everything's fine. Don't mess with us. Don't take away our sodas or candy. I hate exercise. I mean, there may be some curmudgeon-y people who say, let's not even bother making America healthy again. But because of political polarization, we have a divide between people who are proponents of MAHA because they're conservative and people who are opponents of MAHA because they are to the left. And that's because MAHA and MAGA become conflated. But here's a big survey that suggests that there may be actually a little room for nuance in the political orientation of people in relationship to Donald Trump, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., MAHA, and MAGA. So, first of all, in this executive summary of the survey, there is majority approval, thank goodness, for the Make America Healthy Again agenda. It is at 59%. So at that crossover, it's got to be because, you know, the country's kind of 50-50, elections are close. And so there are some crossover voters from, you know, presumably some Democrats who say, hey, I'm okay with MAHA, I just hate MAGA. Okay. There's also majority approval, interestingly, because this has been something that has been pushed back vociferously by the vaccine industry and by people at the CDC. There's actually been firings around this. And this is about the COVID vaccine manufacturer immunity. Okay? There's majority approval, according to the survey, for ending COVID vaccine manufacturer immunity. And so the notion is, you know, if you don't already know this, is that vaccine manufacturers are exempted from immunity. And the rationale for that, I'm sorry, they're given immunity. They're exempted from liability. And the reason for that is that there's no vaccine that's not going to cause any kind of reaction. And so to encourage vaccine programs, which they think are in the interest of public health, they shield companies from liability, unlike car companies. I mean, cars are a good thing, and we want cars, but we also hold manufacturers liable if the wheels come off or if the steering wheel, you know, falls off or, you know, the accelerator pedal gets stuck. There's still liability. But for vaccine manufacturers, no liability. And so, interestingly, despite party divides, there's majority approval by a slight margin, 51.4% approve ending COVID vaccine manufacturer immunity. Also, and this is interesting too, because the American Academy of Pediatrics is up in arms about the changes in the vaccine schedule for kids, there's actually popular approval of that. There's majority approval for reducing the CDC childhood vaccine schedule from, I think it was like 20 to 13. You know, they didn't say get rid of all vaccines, but they said, yeah, let's, you know, cool it on some of the vaccines that may be optional or less mandatory. The MAGA agenda, Make America Great Again, had a 45% approval rate versus a 43% disapproval rate. So it's about 50-50 on MAGA, which is to be expected because there's a party divide. It's kind of even. The reducing mandatory childhood vaccines, 46% were for, 39% against. And whereas Trump's overall job approval stands at 48% with 47% disapproval, there is still a kind of a crossover effect where there is approval of the health agenda of the Trump administration and of RFK's MAHA movement. And perhaps there's some people who disapprove of MAHA because they don't think MAHA goes far enough. And I think there are some MAHA adherents who are disappointed by the lack of affirmative action against chemical exposures from the EPA side and also the shielding from liability that's being now extended to glyphosate. So MAHA receives 59% approval. And interestingly, it's not just among, you know, affluent whites. It exceeds 50% across every racial category. And of interest is that among young people, there is a higher degree of approval of the MAHA agenda than there is among older people. So, I mean, perhaps it signals that younger people are more conservative or more open-minded or more health-oriented. The electorate does remain deeply polarized on personalities. So when it comes to Trump, you know, it's like cross of the vampire. Same thing now. There's a little bit of that effect that applies to RFK Jr. because of his close alignment with Trump, but less so on policy substance. So when we're talking about the actual themes of making America healthy again, there's kind of a crossover phenomenon, and a majority of voters support its goals. So good news for the MAHA agenda from this survey. This item, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, and there's so many choices out there, finally here's some good news. It starts with at least one simple daily habit, which is something I've adopted, MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution. It's backed by over 15 years of research. I've reviewed it, and it is very compelling. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity, that is urolithin A. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that supports your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. So boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine, although you still should. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger, more energized, and my recovery time has dramatically improved. Better recovery starts at the cellular level, at the level of the mitochondria. For more information and order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman to check out for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman. All right. I recently read an article in the New York Times which reviewed natural treatments for Alzheimer's with kind of a pessimistic view. And they said, well, you know, there's claims, the claims are out there, but there's not a lot of evidence. And, yeah, these are new drugs and they're promising. So, you know, basically we should place our faith in pharmaceutical progress for addressing Alzheimer's, which is going to be a scourge of coming generations. The numbers are astronomical, and the health burden that's going to cost to America just absolutely inconceivable. So this is an item that is published in, can't read the journal. Oh, it's a preprint. So it has not yet been published in a medical journal, but I got a hold of it as a preprint. Precision Medicine Treatment of Alzheimer's Disease, Successful Randomized Controlled Trial. So it's eventually will be accepted by a medical journal and published. And it's proof of an all-of-the-above approach with using diet and using exercise, using targeted nutritional supplementation. And unlike conventional trials, it's not just looking at one thing, because many double-blind placebo-controlled trials, you just give one thing. This is a multifaceted lifestyle intervention for Alzheimer's disease. And what they conclude is that a personalized precision medicine approach represents an effective treatment for patients with mild cognitive impairment, early stage dementia due to Alzheimer's disease. They say in most cases this treatment leads to cognitive improvement rather than simply retarding decline. Because that's what they often say. Well, maybe, you know, if we do the right things, we can sort of prevent the decline. But actually what they're saying here is cognitive improvement, reversal of Alzheimer's symptoms, And moreover, it does so, they say, without significant side effects. Such as brain edema, microhemorrhage, or atrophy. These are side effects which are associated with some of these new expensive injectable Alzheimer's drugs. And so, it's a pilot study, 50 patients receiving a precision medicine protocol with 23 controls who received what's called standard of care treatment. And I think that this should raise some awareness that lifestyle approaches are worthy of investment, because not a lot of dollars are allocated, and a lot of money allocated to developing panaceas and precision medicine targeted approaches for breaking up amyloid plaque in the brain, so-called plaque buster drugs. But this approach involves a lot of different components and has to be personalized to the needs of each individual who's suffering from cognitive decline. So good stuff here. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
North State Park's annual celebration of North State wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with ISSY Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. ISSY is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. ISSY is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get ISSY, I-S-S-E, really, ISSY.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What's happening in the hot economy? Has the death of the dollar been a twisted mythology all along? And what are the numbers of success on the new Melania movie? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
Business history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, as stated before, and that way you can get into the doctor's office, pose a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I am due for a DEXA scan in April, and I have been taking strontium. I wonder how long before the DEXA scan I should stop taking the strontium. And regarding the strontium, I have recently heard that at 79 years of age, strontium may not be the best thing for me. I read that for older people it may not be good. And of course, there's a lot of controversy about it anyway. Looking forward to hearing your answer. Thank you.
Okay, so interesting question about strontium. And this is an interesting instance because here's a guy, and mostly we associate osteoporosis with women. You know, that women get, you know, loose bone, but so too do men. And this is brought home to me recently when I talked to a friend who said that he experienced a vertebral fracture. I said, well, how did that happen? And he said, well, I had a cold, bad cold, it was chest cold, and I was lying in bed, and I started coughing, and all of a sudden, when I was coughing, I got this excruciating pain in my back. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you have a vertebral fracture, and that is, you know, often due to osteoporosis. And so, you know, relatively young guy in his 60s, and you're 79, so yeah, you know, men do tend to lose bone, and that is a concern. So when it comes to strontium, one of the knocks on strontium is that it is kind of like calcium, and it gets taken up by the body, and it gets incorporated into bone. But if you look at the periodic table of elements, it's twice as heavy as an atom, as calcium, and therefore it lights up more on a DEXA scan than calcium. And therefore, people say that if you take strontium, yeah, you'll put some strontium in your bone, but it'll give you a false elevation in the DEXA score. And sure enough, what happens is when you stop taking strontium, your DEXA score declines. But I'll get some more on the subject of strontium, because there are some things that increase the DEXA score, but they don't actually reduce fractures. But we'll come to that in a moment. So when you stop taking strontium, it usually takes a few months for it to wash out. So maybe this isn't the best strategy for you to undertake, because you'll be missing months of the benefits of strontium for your bones if you want to make sure that strontium has nothing to do with the DEXA appearance, you know, that has an interfering effect. It's key. You can't stop like a week or 10 days before. It may take months or even a year or so for the strontium to wash out of your bones, and then you get, you know, revert back to normal. So if strontium just spuriously elevates your bone density, gives you a false sense of security, then there wouldn't be studies that show that strontium actually reduces fractures. And there's also studies that show that strontium helps promote the osteoblasts, which build bone. These are bone-building cells. Strontium also reduces inflammation to some extent, and that's how some of the other pharmaceutical osteoporosis drugs work. And strontium also decreases the activity of what are called the osteoclasts. I think I got it backwards. The osteoclasts build bone, and the osteoblasts break bone down. So a little, you know, distinction there. So anyway, it enhances bone building. It decreases bone breakdown. So there you go. It actually is something that has mechanistically will help bone. And then there's studies that show that it actually reduces fracture risk. Now these are based on studies done in Europe where strontium ranelate is a drug. It's approved as a drug. Here we use strontium citrate. Strontium ranelate has been associated with some cardiovascular risks, not frequently, rarely. It's controversial, but they've kind of put a little bit of a precaution on it over there. Those cardiovascular risks have not been seen in use of strontium citrate, and I've used it a lot here, stateside, the over-the-counter version of strontium, and it has produced increases in bone density, and I can't think of a patient who's had a bone fracture while taking strontium. I think it's a good thing. And I also haven't seen the side effects that they talk about, increased risk of blood clots or strokes associated with the strontium ranelate drug that is now less popular in Europe because of some red flags around its cardiovascular risks. So I have said that when patients have had blood clots, heart attacks or strokes, that maybe they shouldn't be using strontium. But if you don't have high risk, I think strontium is fine. Again, we haven't seen studies looking at users of the supplement strontium citrate or strontium carbonate, which is available here. And so I think it's a good thing to use. I just listened to a lecture by Laura Pizzorno, who wrote a great book on osteoporosis. She believes in strontium, but she also believes in other cofactors, especially not just calcium, but magnesium and boron. Adequate vitamin D, which should be tested because it's not a one-size-fits-all, and other things that help bone density, including, yeah, make sure weight-bearing is part of your routine, too, because it helps the bones, balance training, and so on. Good luck to you. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. Of my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Blasting targets in Iran. U.S. has been busy taking out the Ayatollah as well as other Iranian leaders, but there is a lot of sad news as well.
CENTCOM shared the news that three U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives.
And the president says U.S. combat operations against Iran could last several more weeks.
The president said the military operation known as Epic Fury is just getting started.
Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved.
In a phone interview with the British newspaper The Daily Mail, the president said the military campaign could last 4 weeks or so. He has described the mission as right and necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the majority of Iranian people are celebrating. Some of the jubilation open and very raucous. People dancing in the streets, happy that the Ayatollah is dead. U.S. military action forcing a number of nations to halt flights all across parts of the Middle East.
The disruptions come as countries near that region close their airspace. In addition, three key airports that connect Europe, Africa, and the West to Asia halted operations. Israel, Qatar, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain all closed their airspace. Those closures stranded thousands of travelers or diverted them to other airports.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says he believes President Trump has handled Beijing exceptionally well.
Whether it's geopolitically, whether it's through tariffs and trade, whether it's through promoting our energy resources, whether it's trying to reinvigorate the American economy through growth, whether it's even trying to instill a sense of national patriotism and pride as we enter the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, I see him building up America's strength over China.
Despite the challenging negotiations with Beijing, Continetti says the president has extended an olive branch to China. After months of heated wrangling, Paramount has emerged the apparent victor in its bid to acquire rival Warner Brothers Discovery, but a bumpy road with a lot of red tape still lies ahead. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Economist Steve Moore says data is proving that President Trump's economic policies are indeed working, and he predicts Americans will soon witness the achievements of the president's policies.
I understand people are angry about groceries. I think people are angry about, what does it cost to buy a hamburger or a steak these days? People are angry about housing costs, which are very high, and health care, because the Affordable Care Act was anything but affordable. But Trump is on the job, and he's going to bring those prices down, or at least he's going to bring the inflation rate substantially down, as he already has.
At least two customers filing proposed class action suits against companies that have sued in trade court to ensure they receive refunds from tariffs now deemed illegal. One of those who sued is from Florida. The other is from New York. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing three or four homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with a long-running CBS dramatic series. And then we stay with that network as we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. The Whistler aired from 1942 until 1955. Primarily only heard on the West Coast in markets where sponsors Signal Oil had service stations. Even though it wasn't nationwide, it was a high-quality series with top writers, directors, and actors. In this offering, you'll hear Mary Lansing, Gunsmoke's William Conrad, and the second great Gildersleeve actor, Willard Waterman. It's from May 14, 1950.
The Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story, Blue Alibi.
John Sheridan knew exactly what to expect as he brought his car to a stop in front of his New England beach home. For the brightly lighted house, the cars parked carelessly along the driveway meant just one thing. His wife, Edith, had again invited a group of her friends over to spend the evening. As John entered the house, the music, the gay laughter, the hum of idle chatter suddenly became more than he could bear. Unobserved, or so he thought, he slipped into the hall, hurried to the den and shut the door. But his escape was only momentary. Almost immediately, the door opened again.
Hello, Edith.
John, why do you insist on being deliberately offensive to our guests?
They're your guests, not mine. I didn't invite them.
But I did because of you.
Well, that again.
Yes, that again. You may be satisfied with your salary as city treasurer and chairman of the Board of Public Works, but...
We get along. I'm satisfied.
But I'm not. These people are important politically. They could help you, John. You could be governor in a few years.
Listen, Edith, right now keeping up my work is more important than making new political contacts. I have a lot of construction contract bids to go over. I plan to work on them here tonight and have them ready by morning, but now, well, your noisy friends make it impossible.
Where are you going?
Down to the guest cottage where I can work in peace and quiet.
You leave the house, walk slowly down to the cottage near the beach, pleased with the way you've handled Edith. You lied about the work you have to do, didn't you, John? That was just an excuse to get away from the house without arousing her suspicion. Sometime later, a light tap at the cottage door tells you that your expected visitor has arrived.
Hello, Frank. Come on in.
Party going on up at your place?
Yeah, some of Edith's friends.
Any chance of them dropping in on us?
No.
Well, I still don't see why we couldn't have met at my place like
this. It's too risky. No, if we're smart, Frank, we'll arrange to meet at a different place each time from now on.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Well, this is a nice little spot you've got here, Sheridan.
Just a guest house. Edith's idea.
What's this stuff? Your wife a sculptress?
No. Well, that's some of my work. Just a hobby. Been fooling around with clay modeling since I was a kid.
Oh?
Sit down, Frank. Get you a drink?
No, thanks. Don't have time.
You have the money?
Yeah. There you are. You're cut for the library building job. $5,000.
Good.
Now, how about that bridge contract?
The final bids will be in Friday. I'll go over them all before the board meets. You can tip your contractor off.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it this time?
Greenwood. Al Greenwood.
Okay, the job's his. I'll get the usual cut.
As soon as the contract's signed.
Good. That'll be in a couple of weeks.
It's as simple as that, isn't it, John? You arrange it so that a few of Frank Devon's hand-picked contractors get most of the city construction jobs. And Frank's payoff is big and quick. After he leaves, you smile, open the package he left, and stuff the $5,000 into your wallet. But that smile freezes when suddenly you hear footsteps. You slip the wallet into your pocket just as the door opens.
Edith, what are you doing here?
Our guests were so overwhelmed with your graciousness, they left early. So I decided to go for a swim. John, how long have you and Frank Devon been mixed up in this crooked deal?
What?
Sorry, I couldn't help but overhear. Coming down the back way when I heard voices.
Let's see.
John, you must be out of your mind. With a great career ahead of you, you get yourself involved with a gambling racketeer like Frank Devon, who's managed to link himself with a few shady contractors. How much has he given you?
About $25,000.
You're going to give it back. Every penny.
I can't. Only got about $15,000 left.
I'll make up the other $10,000.
How generous. Loosening up the purse strings at last, are you?
John, you've got to break with Devon tomorrow. Completely, permanently.
It's not as simple as...
If you don't, I'll go to the district attorney and tell him everything I know.
That will involve me.
If that's right, John. I've worked hard to make you a success, and you can still be a success.
Success? That's all you think about. Our marriage isn't a marriage to you anymore. It's just...
You're right. But you're the cause of it. I'm not a blind fool, you know.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Ann Allison, your secretary. Now, something else, John. You've got to discharge her and break with her as well as Devon. I'm tired of having my friends laugh at me behind my back.
Now, look, Edith.
I mean what I say, John. If you haven't told Frank Devon you're through and said your little farewells to Ann Allison by tomorrow night, I'll go to the district attorney. Tell him everything. Take your choice.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on WIN Radio 1.
You haven't much choice, have you, John? You're certain your wife Edith meant it when she said she'd expose your illegal adventures with a racketeering and politically powerful Frank Devon, unless you broke off with him immediately. You don't want to give up all that easy money, do you? Not when Edith holds on to hers the way she does. But she's too strong for you, and you certainly don't want to go to jail, do you? If you can just persuade Devon to play it Edith's way for a while, give you some time to kill her suspicions, you'll resume your profitable associations with him later. The following evening, you phone him, arrange to meet him in the office of a mutual friend.
Come on in, Sheridan.
Hello, Frank.
That's so important you couldn't tell me over the phone.
Well, I'm in sort of a jam. I've been going to lay off for a while. My wife found out about our arrangement.
How?
She was outside the beach cottage last night and heard everything we said.
I should have had more sense than to meet you there in the first place. Okay, so your wife knows, but she'll keep her mouth shut.
She won't.
She'll have to. You think I'm going to sink 25 grand into this deal and then kiss it off just like that?
No, I don't expect that, Frank. I've got the 25,000 right here, cash. Just like you gave it to me.
Keep it.
But you don't understand. She'll go to the DA. She'll tell him everything.
That would involve you, too.
She knows that.
Well. She's really nuts about you, isn't she?
No, not that.
Well, if she thinks that I'm going to let my number one boy at City Hall go, she's off her whirl. You're going to go right on handing out jobs the way I tell you, understand? I'll put that money back in your pocket and go home and make your wife behave.
Hey, Frank, listen to me.
You listen to me. Greenwood gets that bridge construction just like we planned. And if the DA starts getting nosy all of a sudden, well, that's okay, too. Only you won't have to worry about your wife anymore.
What do you mean?
She'll be a widow.
You're certain he means what he says, aren't you, John? Certain that Frank Devon won't hesitate to take any action he feels necessary to keep you in line, or quiet. And you know that with his connections he could arrange things very easily. Your only hope now is to prevent Edith from going to the district attorney, at least until you can figure some way to handle Frank. You've got to have time to think things out. You return to your home and find Edith in the library. You try and explain to her how impossible it is for you to... Well, to simply tell Devon that you're through. Explain to her that above everything, he's a racketeer with a powerful organization. That even her life might be in jeopardy. Assure her that You'll break with Devon if she'll just give you a little time. Finally, she agrees to give you until the end of the week. For the next few days, you think of one scheme after the other and reject each as impractical. Then one afternoon, Edith drops unexpectedly into your office. Her first words fall on your ears like a bombshell.
Hello, John. I thought you'd be glad to know I've taken care of your break with Frank Devon.
You what?
I sent him back all the money he's given you by a special messenger this morning, with a note explaining exactly what will happen to him if he doesn't let you alone. It'll convince him, John. I'm sure.
After Edith leaves, you begin to realize that her action was a smart move. Her note to Devon places him on a spot as tight as your own. But you're still quite nervous and spend the remainder of the day in your office, waiting for some word from Devon, but nothing comes. Finally, as night settles over the city, you hurry out of the office to the parking lot, slide into your car. As you do, your hands suddenly freeze on the wheel. Pressing at the back of your head is the cold, unmistakable feel of an automatic.
Don't turn around, pal.
Who are you? What do you want?
Name's Nick. Mr. Devon told me I should have a little talk with
Devon?
You.
Devon?
That's right. First of all, that $25,000 your wife sent to him this morning, he told me to deposit it in your bank to your credit. That I did this afternoon.
You what? No, that...
That could be a little embarrassing to you, couldn't it? Now, about that letter, your wife's note says that you wrote the DA. The one that's going to be sent to him if anything happens to you. Telling him all about you and Mr. Devon's deals.
Well, I'm not bluffing about that. I've written it.
Old gag. Won't work, chum.
If anything happens to me...
Look, all I got to do is press this trigger.
No!
And it's all over. Just like that. You know where Mr. Devon's is right now? 200 miles away. With a perfect alibi. So how's the DA going to pin anything on Mr. Devon, huh?
Well, you still know the details of the contract racket.
And Mr. Devon ain't got a thing to do with that racket. Only you and the contractors. Mr. Devon was pretty smart to handle it that way right from the start. And speaking of contracts, about that bridge job coming up.
About it.
Is Al Greenwood going to get that bridge contract?
Yes. He'll get it.
And your wife? She's going to keep quiet, ain't she?
Yes, she'll keep quiet. She'll have to.
A half hour later, you arrive at your house, still somewhat shaken from your encounter with Devon's trigger man in the parking lot. You can't break off with Devon, can you? You're certain of that now. And the more you think about it, the more bitter you become toward Edith. You really don't want to sever your connections with Devon anyway, do you? Not with all that easy money rolling in. Another year or two with him, and you won't need a political career.
Edith, are you home?
Good evening, Mr. Sheridan.
Oh, hello, Kitty. Is Mrs. Sheridan about?
She's gone for a swim, sir.
Oh, I see. All right, thanks.
Mr. Sheridan... I know it's not any of my business, sir.
What is it, Katie?
Well, it's about Mrs. Sheridan, sir. Going swimming like that every evening, and alone, too. There's never a soul along the beach that time of night. I don't think it's safe.
I never thought much about it. She's really quite a good swimmer.
Been plenty of good swimmers drowned, you know. Cramps and all. And that undertow, I hear it's pretty bad.
Well, I'll speak to her about it. Thoughtful of you to mention it, Katie. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, John, as Katie says, if something should happen to Edith, you could go right ahead with Devon, couldn't you? And you're tired of Edith's efficient management of your life. As Katie suggested, Edith could drown, couldn't she, John? An accident, and no one would suspect. Yes, but it won't be a simple matter to arrange. Edith's a good swimmer, and you wouldn't stand a chance of fighting her in the waves. Then your eyes fall on the small clay figure you've modeled, Gunoir's water bearer, and the flicker of an idea stirs in your brain. You pick it up, stare at it for a moment, and then your gaze wanders to the half-open bathroom door, the tub beyond, the empty aluminum bucket in the corner. The bucket, John. Yes. Now you know exactly how you're going to do it, don't you? Edith will drown, but at the guest cottage, not at the beach. And even the autopsy will help put you in the clear.
You're home late tonight,
John. Oh, Edith. Yes, I had some work to do at the office. How was the water?
Cold. Any word from Devon today?
No, not a word.
Good. Then it's over, isn't it, Doc?
Yes, Edith. I guess it's all over.
It isn't really over, is it, John? Not quite. But it will be tomorrow night. You'll have to have an alibi, too. Not an elaborate one, not perfect. The kind that causes suspicion. Yes, a simple alibi, John. One to make your actions and explanation seem perfectly natural. As you replace the small clay figure on your desk, it suddenly occurs to you. The alibi to account for every moment of your time. Your old hobby, clay modeling. Early the following evening, over after-dinner coffee, you set your plan into motion. Edith seems surprised when you tell her you're going to take up your hobby again. A little puzzled, too. But she does seem pleased.
It'll mean more work for you, Katie.
Oh,
I don't mind them. It'll seem quite like old times again. Mr. Sheridan making them little statues.
Old times. I've wondered. Well, anyway, I'm glad, John.
I wondered what he was carrying in that package under his arm when he came home then.
Well, I happened to drop into Galloway's art shop today, and we got to talking, and the next thing I knew, I'd bought a stock of supplies. Well, if you'll excuse me, Edith, I think I'll go down to the guest cottage. I'm anxious to get started. I used to get a big kick out of this.
I don't blame you, John. You have real talent. What's the subject going to be?
I haven't quite decided yet. Why don't you look in on me after your swim? Hmm?
You really want me to?
Yes, why not?
All right, John. I will.
Fine. Oh, and Katie, if anyone calls, I don't want to be disturbed.
I understand, sir.
Once at the cottage, you spend several minutes making certain that everything you need is at hand. And now, the most important step of all. You smile as you cross the workbench, pick up a soft, blue-tinted clay, and begin to shape your alibi. A clever touch, this, isn't it, John? And you're amused, quite pleased with yourself, as your fingers dig into the clay. It's almost 10 o'clock now. Edith will be returning from the beach soon. Your fingers move swiftly, expertly, molding the small figure of a bird on the stand before you. You must have it all finished tonight, John. Your alibi. Occasionally, you look out the window down the path to the beach. And finally, you see Edith emerge from the water. Now, John. Now is the time to call Katie up at the house. Make certain she's kept busy there during the next 15 minutes. All the time you need. 15 important minutes. You dial the main house.
Yes, Mr. Sheridan?
Katie, yeah, I'm famished. How about fixing me some coffee and sandwiches, huh?
Yes, Mr. Sheridan. Then some cold chicken.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Hello, John.
Well, Edith. Enjoy your swim?
Even more than usual, I think.
Good. I just called Katie to make some sandwiches for us.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, how do you like it?
Oh, this is splendid, John.
I'm calling it the Blue Heron.
I think it's the best you've ever done, really.
Oh, thanks. Here, you look at it from this angle.
Oh, yes. Yes, excellent.
Her back is to you now, and you move quickly. Pin her arms to her side.
John, what are you doing?
It's over in a matter of minutes, isn't it, John? You carry Edith's body across the deserted beach to the end of the pier and drop her into the sea. Then you hurry up the path to the cottage. As you reach the crest of the hill, you see Katie step out of the main house and start down the path. You leap into the brush, make your way quickly through the shadows to the cottage, and step inside. When Katie arrives, you're standing at the work table, your fingers moving over the Blue Heron.
Ah, there you are, Katie.
Isn't Mrs. Sheridan back from her swim yet?
Oh, isn't she at the house?
No, sir.
Well, perhaps she's on her way up now. Did you notice anyone?
Just this minute came down, sir. Didn't see a soul on the path.
Oh. Well, don't worry. She'll be along.
Yes, sir. Oh, Oh, my, you have been working. What sort of a bird is that, sir?
Heron. Like it?
It is pretty, sir. Real pretty.
Thank you.
About Mrs. Sheridan, sir. It kind of worries me.
Oh, you're very considerate, Katie, but don't worry. You go on back to the house. I'll be up late.
Yes, sir. Good night.
You wait another hour, then call the house. Ask Katie if Edith has returned. When she tells you Edith hasn't come back yet, you show concern. And minutes later, Katie joins you and goes with you to the beach, where you play the role of the worried husband. Finally, the two of you return to the house, call the police, give them the details of Edith's disappearance. Early the following morning, you're at the guest cottage when Katie ushers in Chief of Police Thompson.
Oh, Mr. Sheridan, it's dreadful.
Harry, you found
her? Yes, about an hour ago. The tide carried her body about a half a mile down the beach. I'm sorry, John.
Edith? Drowned? No, no, I can't believe it.
It is hard to believe. She must have been seized with cramps, unless perhaps her heart...
No, her heart was fine.
Well, if anything was wrong, the autopsy will show it. I'll phone you the results.
Yes, I'd appreciate it, Harry.
I won't keep any longer now, John. I know this has been hard on you.
Thanks. Thanks, Harry. You've been very kind.
After Police Chief Thompson leaves, you breathe a sigh of relief. You're sure he doesn't suspect a thing. Nevertheless, you'll be glad when the autopsy is over and the case is officially closed. When the chief hasn't called after a couple of hours, you begin to grow restless and pace the floor. And finally...
Hello?
John?
Oh, yes, Harry.
It looks like we were right. The autopsy shows your wife probably drowned as a result of cramps. No marks on the body. Seawater in her lungs. Sorry, John. If there's anything I can do...
No, thanks, Harry. You've been more than considerate. I'll be all right now. Perfectly all right.
Well, John, it's over, isn't it? Your wife, Edith, is dead. An accidental drowning. And no one suspects that you had anything to do with it. The police have come and gone. They've accepted your story. And now the autopsy proves Edith's death was caused by drowning. You're certain you're in the clear. Yes. You're free to continue with Frank Devon, free of Edith, the way that she was running your life. During the remainder of the day, you play the role of the grief-stricken husband. Accept the condolences of your friend. And then early that evening, you have another caller. Chief of Police Thompson.
Back again, Harry?
Sometimes I'm pretty hard to get rid of, John.
Well, sit down. What's on your mind?
Just a couple more questions. You say you were at the guest cottage last night between the hours of 8 and 11.
Yes, that's right.
You didn't leave the cottage at all?
No, I was in the cottage all evening, working. My hobby, you know. Well, you saw.
Yeah, I saw it. The blue heron, I think you called it. John, you didn't happen to take a bath at the guest cottage last night, did you?
A bath? I know.
Well, I'm afraid that cinches it. You drowned your wife in that cottage, Sheridan.
That's absurd. What reason would I have?
Plenty of reason. Your lawyer gave us a letter you'd written to the DA exposing your activities with Frank Devon. Your wife gave it to him and told him to turn it over to us if anything happened to either of you. Devon's being picked up right now.
Sure. I wrote that letter. Devon was threatening us, but that doesn't prove I killed Edith. You said yourself the autopsy showed seawater in both lungs.
David, that autopsy showed us a lot of things. Your wife was drowned in seawater, all right, but she wasn't drowned in the sea.
Now, wait a minute, Harry. You're not making sense.
Oh, yes, I am. You were pretty smart to fill that bathtub at your guest cottage with seawater before you drowned your wife in a Sheridan. You almost fooled her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You forgot about the microscopic analysis, Sheridan. You see, that seawater in your wife's lungs also contained hundreds of particles of clay. So does the bathtub.
Blue modeling clay. The same blue clay you bought at Galloway's shop yesterday.
Harry, I didn't... There's only
one way that clay could have gotten into your wife's lungs. It washed off your hands while you were holding her under the water.
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman, Willard Waterman, Mary Lansing, and William Conrad. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Nancy Cleveland, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember, at this same time next Sunday, another strange tale by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Blue Alibi from May 14, 1950. William Conrad is best known on radio for the role of Marshal Matt Dillon on the Western Gunsmoke. And Willard Waterman was the second actor to voice the Great Gildersleeve, following the 1950 departure of original lead Harold Perry. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, Bob Bailey is Johnny Dollar in the conclusion of the five-part storyline, The Confidential Matter, right after this break.
With his faithful bonnet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car rode into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reed, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect.
Yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Might be good. Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah, where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game. Public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What the story this is going to make?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
If you're planning a trip for spring break and you want to avoid expensive roaming fees, we've got a great idea. Check out an always mobile eSIM. Pick your plan, download the eSIM, and start saving time and money. How much money? We asked Always Mobile's Mike Stanford.
Let's think about a couple traveling to Mexico together, $30 a day, and they're down there for a week. You're looking at avoiding roaming charges of, you know, $150, $200. And as an example, they could each purchase a 5 gigabit plan that covers their 7-day trip in Mexico for the equivalent of $9.50 U.S. Times that by 2 for the couple, and you're looking at less than $20 U.S.
They've got plans for over 170 destinations. Always-mobile.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. As they say, all good things come to an end. Here is the finale of the five-part storyline, The Confidential Matter.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Capitan Garcia Ramulio, senor.
Oh, Garcia.
At the Panama Federal Police.
Tell me, have
senor,
you...
Senor, the most...
most intensive troubles are being extended in this matter.
Which means you haven't found him yet.
Every man of the police is active alert.
I'm happy to hear it.
You may rest assured, senor, that the capture of this dangerous Americano gangster is occurring at any moment.
Have you found any trace of him?
Senor, I wish to advise you that the entire resource of my policia is at the disposal of our good neighbor of the north.
Thank you very much. Do you know where he's headed?
It is only by cooperation that our two great
Garcia. Nations...
Garcia.
Si,
senor.
Do you have any idea at all what's happened to Ed Morgan?
No, senor.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Panama, to the Home Office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Expense account, final page. Item 15, $1.10, taxi from my hotel to Plaza Bolivar in the office of Captain Garcia, Comandante of Police. It had been over an hour and a half since I'd let Ed Morgan point a gun at me and escape from the tiny fishing boat where he'd been hiding out for the past month. I'd expected the police to capture him within 30 minutes. There were only two highways out, and they'd both been blockaded immediately. But somehow, Ed, driving a stolen police car, had escaped the net. In fact, he'd done more than merely escape, as I discovered when I walked into the massive stone police headquarters.
Ah, Senor Dollar, pleased to sit you down.
Thanks.
The most surprised thing is, of course, Senor.
What do you mean?
You remember you say it's a fine idea to keep watch at the hotel of the Senora Barrett?
Yeah, I thought Ed might try to get in touch with
him. Bueno, si. So I do this thing. I send two men, and they watch for 1 hour. Que bobos, they're fools.
Why so?
They do not see the Senor Morgan. They do not see the Senora Barrett. But only after 1 hour do they think to talk with the manager. You know what he say?
What?
Senor Morgan come 5 minutes before they do, and he take the Senora away in the car.
What the devil for?
Quien sabe, Senor.
Driving a stolen car and just one jump ahead of the police, and he risks his neck to go after her? Why?
Pues a veces el amor le vuelve loco, hombre.
Meaning?
This love is sometimes make a man crazy in the head.
How about that one?
It's something I am not understand so good, senor.
What's that?
How is it you all know all about this criminal?
He wasn't always a criminal, Garcia. He was one of my best friends for 12 years.
Then I am much sympathy with you, senor. It's too unfortunate that you are have the job for arresting.
Well, I didn't know he was alive when I took the job.
Could be, sir.
The company ran an audit on his books and found an 80 grand shortage. I went to San Francisco to find out what happened to the money. Ed was supposed to be dead at the time. We all thought so.
Then I do not understand why you have come here to Panama.
I came to talk to this Nikki Barrett, the woman he'd been running around with. I stumbled onto him by luck, or accident, or whatever you want to call it.
Que curioso es la vida. To live is like to fish, senor. One is never certain what he may pull up on the hook.
Well, I pulled up one here, and I'd like to throw it back. But I guess you don't have much choice, honey.
Dispense me, por favor. Bueno. Eh? ¿Qué dice? Sí, sí, yo sé. Cerca del mar. Santa madre, qué tan lejos.
What is it, Garcia?
Ay, qué lástima. Sí, cuídela bien. Venemos ahorita. Sí, adiós.
What's wrong? What's happened?
Señor Morgan and the señora, they have been found.
Where?
They have tried to escape by the old road on the cliff. It's abandoned, very dangerous. They are miss one bad curve and go into the ocean.
Into the ocean?
Si, senor. The car is under 10 meters of water. There is no sign of life.
Expense account item 16, $75. Charter fee and one power launch. This included the services of a diver and line tender. We were just plain lucky on this when a salvage company happened to be working in the port and had a man and equipment free at the moment. We took off along the coastline, and in less than an hour, we dropped anchor over the wreck. The diver had been lowered beneath the surface. The sea was calm against the rocks, but the water wasn't clear enough to see more than just the outline of the car lying over 30 feet down on the bottom. While we waited for the diver to come back up, I glanced toward the high cliff towering above us. A month ago, there'd been another cliff like that in San Francisco.
Like I say, senor, life is too strange sometimes.
So is death.
This man, this woman, they meet, they look one at each other, and what are they thinking?
A lot of things, maybe. But not that they end up here like this.
How true it is, senor. You can never know if one day he will come.
Wait a second. The diver's coming up.
See. It's too bad he doesn't have the system of telephone. In this case, we can talk underwater.
We didn't have time to rig it up. Well, we'll soon know, I guess.
I am most sorry for you, Senor Dollar, that your friend has to die like this.
I faced the idea of his death a month ago and accepted it. Then I had to face some other things about him. Another shark now doesn't seem to have much meaning. It's just a matter of... Hey, there's the diver. He's up at the rail. Hey, let me give you a hand with that faceplate. I'll work on this side.
It's very complicated, this diving business.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of an old-fashioned rig. They got suits now with self-contained oxygen, independent control. Stuff the frogmen developed during and after the war.
You get fantastic, though.
Yeah, it is. All right. Here we go. All right, now, what'd you find?
Let me get a breath of raw air first. Gotta get that compressor motor fixed. Throws down more CO than oxygen.
Come on. How'd it look?
Dollar's a mess. That car must have rolled over a dozen times coming down that cliff. All cracked up.
Yeah, but what about...
One door's half off and flattened back. All the glass is slivered. Looks like it had been bombed instead of just wrecked.
Senor, is the...
Yeah, the body of the woman is inside, but... There's no chance of getting it out without dropping a grappler and seeing if we can roll the car over.
And the man? Is he...
Nope. Just the woman. That's the only one down there.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Again, the same pattern. A car plunging off a cliff into the ocean, and a body missing from it. But this time I was sure it wasn't faked. Ed wouldn't have done a thing like that to Nicky. Not to Nicky. And yet his body was not in the wreck. I looked again at the high wall of the cliff, steep but not vertical. A car would have rolled and bounced coming down, as the diver had said. And one door was torn half off. The glass was smashed out. It was a possibility. As far as I could see, the only possibility. I had the captain run the launch in close. Then I jumped onto the rocks and started to climb. The slope was gentler than it had looked from the water. And the surface was broken by ravines. Clumps and thickets of tropical plants clung to the shells, and the going was rough. A long ways from impossible. I made it halfway to the top when I found him, jammed in the trough of a gully. Broken, badly hurt, but still alive. Barely alive.
That you, Johnny?
Yeah. Easy now. I'll get a foothold here.
We didn't make it, Johnny.
You didn't have a chance, Ed. You should have realized.
I know. Maybe I knew all along.
Better not try to talk.
It's kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, what happened here, just like we did it in San Francisco. Only this time it's real. Lost control.
Yeah, this time it's real. Now, you lie still there. There are police on the road up above. Get some ropes down, have you out of here before you know it.
Forget it, Johnny. It's no use. I'm all smashed inside. I can't even move.
All right, maybe you got a broken bone or two, but that's no reason to...
Don't lie to me, Johnny. I'm dying. We both know it. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, Ed.
Tell me, is Nikki...
She's dead.
No. You're right about her, Johnny.
Forget it, will you? Forget it.
I made her come with me in the car. Held a gun on her. And she got mad. Scared. She spilled the whole story.
Ed, it doesn't make any difference now.
It's funny. I thought she came down here before she was supposed to. Because she just couldn't wait to join me. But she only came to get the rest of the money. She wasn't planning to stay.
Listen to me, Ed. This kind of talk...
She didn't love me. Never did. She admitted it right before we went off the cliff. But I thought she did, Johnny, for a while. And nobody else ever let me even think it.
Please, Ed, why don't you try to forget about it?
You know something, Johnny?
What?
If I was to go back, I think I'd do the same thing again. Nikki, the way she could be when she wanted to, it gets you. Got me anyway. It's crazy. Maybe there's just no answer for a guy like me. Except this.
I don't know, Ed. I'm not a judge.
Kind of figures, you know. Nikki dying, too. I bought her and paid for her. I at least ought to be able to take her with me. After all, I...
Easy now.
The money. What's left of it. It's inside my coat. Give it to Moore. Tell him I'm sorry. Make him understand.
He will.
You too, Johnny. I'm sorry. I guess I don't know what else to say.
Hey, forget it.
But I still think I'd do it all over again. Crazy, huh?
There are times we all go a little crazy.
I got no right to ask, but if you would, I'd sure appreciate it. I mean, if you'd just shake hands with me.
Oh, sure, Ed. Here you go. It's
funny, I can't find your hand. It's dark. I can't see where...
Right here, Ed. Right here. Oh. I'd shake you, ugly old son of a gun.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for not... For not...
So long, Ed. room 17, $487.25, hotel and incidentals in Panama and transportation back to the States. Expense account total, $912.61. Am forwarding under separate cover by American Express, insured, $62,112.30. End of account, end of report. Remarks? No, Mort, not on this one. Ed Morgan was my friend. The report stands. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Jack Edwards, Russell Fawson, Curly Mitchell, Stacey Harris, Bob Miller, Harry Bartell, Victor Perrin, and Frank Gerstle. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Bundage speaking.
Finale of The Confidential Matter, which originally played out over five weeknights in September 1956, will debut a new Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Mary Lancy in an episode of The Whistler. Now, she was also a TV performer. She played the supporting character Martha Clark in a multiple Emmy Award-winning 1960s comedy series taking place in a small southern town. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Revel in decade of hits, the 60s. A collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, The 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Find out why breaking up is hard to do with Neil Sedaka, or what's beyond the sea with Bobby Darin by going to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was. Before the break, I mentioned that Mary Lancey played the supporting character Martha Clark in a multiple Emmy Award-winning 1960s comedy series. I'm talking about The Andy Griffith Show. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website, windradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.